This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome one and all to the FUBAR Radio Rock Show with me, Joel Dommett.
Hello, and me, Ed Gamble. That was Mudvayne not falling.
My choice.
Joel's choice. If you listened last week to the first ever FUBAR Rock Show, you'll know that we choose songs and we sort of go song for song, don't we, mate?
We do. We go head to head.
We're
like Deadlock on the X Factor.
Last week, we opened with a Deftones song, mm-hmm. Swerve City, which we both like.
Yeah. I mean, we went in and we were bloody excited about it.
Now, Mudvayne, I've never got... That is honestly the first time I've heard a Mudvayne song all the way through. Because they are one of the few post-Slipknot bands. Just the sort of painted face nonsense.
Yeah, do you remember that they went to the MTV Movie Awards in white suits and with blood on their faces?
Did they?
Legendarily, yeah. If you Google it now, we'll tweet it on at FUBAR Radio if anyone wants to... That was how popular they became.
That was their rock and roll moment, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they
brilliant.
Went. Do you remember those moments where, like, Slipknot went to the Grammys?
I remember, I tell you what I remember about Slipknot. I mean, welcome to the show.
Welcome
obviously.
To the show,
We've got loads of
all.
Great stuff coming up. We've got all the fantastic features we established last week.
Yep.
Such as What Metal.
What Metal.
Where, actually, this week, you're going to be blindfolded, Joel.
Is it me? Is it swapped over?
We've swapped over.
This
you're going
to
have to work out what genre of metal is being played, whilst you also work out what type of metal I am bashing.
It's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
I mean, it's an incredible feature with an incredible name.
We're also going to play I Beg Your Pardon, where we play a song with unintelligible lyrics, and you try and work out what's happening. It's a lot of you this week, Joel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's perfect. It's perfect. I know I'm sure my mum will be listening, and that's perfect for her too.
So Slipknot, I remember seeing them. Big moment for me was seeing them on TFI Friday.
I never saw that.
They played Wait and Bleed on TFI Friday. I recorded it on videotape. I watched it go out live, obviously. And then I recorded it on videotape, and then I watched it back three times immediately. That's how excited I was. Because this was after the first album. This was early Slipknot. And then my friend Max Campbell came from around the corner, and we watched it again.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, Slipknot were great. I went to see them in Cardiff with some people that I worked with in Virgin Megastores.
I mean, Virgin Megastores is enough to sort of date that story, really, isn't it? Mudvayne I've never got on board with. But I feel like, having heard that, I feel like Mudvayne would have been a better band if they didn't wear all that shit on their face.
Yeah, that's probably true. He just had a really long beard, didn't he?
No, but they had paint on their face and stuff,
right? And he had blue hair, and he painted his face like silver. Various different colours.
They all painted themselves.
Yeah. What I like about it is the level of commitment. You know, Slipknot, just pop a mask on, innit? Like, you know, when we go do stand-up comedy, we don't need anything.
I wear a mask.
I mean, he wears a mask.
I wear a mask, and I wear secret pants.
And is this a mask now? Underneath, do you look like...
Well,
I'm
a child. I'm a four-year-old girl child. I am. I've got a mask on, and I'm wearing fake legs.
Been in some very uncomfortable positions.
I wear secret pants as well. Do you ever do that? Do you ever wear... sometimes if I'm having a bad gig, I think I'm wearing pants that they don't know about. Like, I'm wearing, like, He-Man pants or something. I think you may not like my comedy, but I've got a secret that you'll never know.
No, what happens with me is I have a bad gig, and then I go, oh, that was the fault of the pants. And I'll never wear those pants again.
Yeah.
It's a true fact. I won't. If I have a bad gig,
me,
I'll blame on pants.
You must have bought a lot of pants. Joel has been through every single pant shop in London.
Loads of pants.
You told me you had a bad gig last night. You told me you were homophobic last night by accident.
Yeah, I didn't. Right, there's bits, must say, which absolutely are not homophobic in any way. But as soon as you're having a bad gig, people think that you're being homophobic. Because when people don't laugh at jokes, they suddenly seem homophobic.
Yeah. It's when people aren't laughing at that bit where you burn an effigy of David Furnish that...
Oh, I love a bit of David Furnish. It's basically a bit about me just seeing two gay people kissing and loving it. But because they weren't laughing, I think I over-egged the amount of how much I loved seeing them kiss.
So it seemed like you were taking the piss.
It seemed like I maybe had a problem with it.
Well, you're in good company because yesterday I couldn't make it to my regular show yesterday on FUBAR with the wonderful Ray Peacock because I had a hospital appointment, boring diabetes hospital appointment.
I mean, there's nothing boring about diabetes.
Well, if you've got it, it's pretty boring.
Oh.
It's pretty I know it's exciting for you and it's all exotic. You can go, look at that guy.
Syringes.
Shooting up.
I'll tell you this story, right?
Go on.
My cat had diabetes, right? So at one point...
I love that. I've had that before where I've said I'm diabetic and someone's gone, oh, my cat had that. As if they're somehow making some sort of emotional connection with me. Oh, my cat had that.
Oh, actually, I don't care about you, but my cat...
I'm just going for a shit. My cat does that. Do you do it on a little mat?
Oh, do it in a little box.
Yeah.
A little box that doesn't do smellsies. Right, so we took my cat to the doctor because it was just sort of just moping around a bit.
Yeah.
And I assume that's what you did before you found out that you had diabetes. Yeah, yeah. Just moped a lot.
Yeah, just sort of licking my genitals. Just roaming around, bringing in dead birds as presents
exactly,
to my mum.
Exactly, they're like, I think that's the classic diabetes. Yeah. He's brought in a dead bird. He's either Alice Cooper or...
I'll tell you what, Ed's brought in a dead bird. He's either type 1 diabetic or he's a cat. I'm not sure which one it is.
It could be both.
Yeah, well, no, luckily insulin injections stopped me sort of having too many troubles diabetes-wise and also stopped me fully becoming a cat.
Yeah.
But carry on, what did you do, what did you do with your cat?
Right, we took him to the vets and they were like, he's got diabetes.
Yeah.
You're now going to have to inject him every day to stop him from being diabetic or whatever it is. And
Concentrating, whatever it is, guys.
And so basically then they give us like this bag of syringes, then we had to keep going back to the vets to get these syringes, and then it became really expensive.
Yeah. Just kill the cat.
And then it was just like really annoying. And also he obviously hated it. Who wants to be sort of syringed in the mornings?
Yeah.
Right? Nobody wants that. And so we had to catch the cat every morning. Stick a needle in his neck, but then like, and he was squirming, holding him, trying to put. And then it became like, after about a month or so, his sort of skin became really tough around where we were supposed to do it. So it was just really hard to get the needle in.
And
you kept on breaking needles and stuff, and it just became so hard. We did this for about 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years of doing it. It was just such an annoyance every morning. And they were also telling us, like, oh, you know, he definitely needs this, otherwise he will die. And then. And then my parents went on holiday and we'd run out of insulin. And we were like, look, this is such a pain. Let's just stop. Let's just stop doing it and see what happens. Let's just stop.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
Just stop and see
what happens.
See what
happens. Right. Little experiment.
They went away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it, the insulin stuff.
Yeah.
And then the cat just seemed fine.
Yeah.
And I got back after 2 weeks. Bit, and then we just kind of like, well, he seems fine. Let's see what happens. Again, another month passed. Cat was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Took him back to the vets, and the vet went, oh, yeah, he doesn't have diabetes.
What?
Didn't have diabetes.
You were just injecting your cat with insulin for 2 years.
Yes, mate.
That cat must have felt fucking awful. I don't know. I mean, I obviously inject insulin every day, and occasionally I'll inject too much or something if I'm estimating my food intake. But I don't feel good, right? If I was just injecting insulin just randomly...
What is insulin?
What is insulin?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, this isn't a question I was expecting.
What
I don't
is
know
it?
The proper full term. But it will... Your pancreas releases insulin.
Uh-huh.
So if you eat, then your blood glucose levels will start to go up, but your pancreas will release insulin to counterbalance that. Welcome to the rock show on FUBAR. to counterbalance that. But also your liver will release glucose if your blood sugar is too low. So your body, Joel, is a finely tuned machine.
Yes, it is.
Keeping yourself in check when you eat your little snacks, your little yogurt covered things that you were having earlier when we met up. I got shouted at for having my little snack, didn't I?
Yeah.
I had some peanuts.
Right. Now, you can disagree with me on this, FUBAR Radio. This might be on, you might be listening to this on the repeat, in which case it might be fairly late. But right now, it is just past 1 o'clock. I met Ed probably half past the midday.
Yeah, around
there. And he had peanuts. Too early for peanuts.
I had a lovely bowl of dry roasted peanuts.
You can't have peanuts in the daytime. I would have a beer before I'd have peanuts.
Well, you're mad. I agree that peanuts go well with a lovely beer.
Yeah.
But... you would have thought it was better if I'd rocked up to our meeting before the radio show and had a pint. You'd be okay with that, would you?
I mean, I'd be like, well, you know what? It's the rock show. He's getting involved.
Yeah. All right, that is rock and roll behaviour. But it's quite rock and roll. Fuck your rules, man. Fuck your rules. You're saying, oh, I'm the man. I'm the man. You can't have peanuts before 4 p.m. And I'm like, yeah, well, fuck you. I'm going to eat these peanuts and I'm going to eat loads of peanuts and I'm going to do a big peanutty shit right in your rule book, and then I'm going to slam the rule book
in your litter tray.
Yeah,
before
exactly.
you do some insulin.
Yeah, before you inject your cat for no fucking reason. Right.
I just can't believe you'd want to be that thirsty in the middle of the day.
I am absolutely gasping now. I'm spitting. I'm spitting feathers. I could almost make a cloak of feathers, Joel.
Ah. Good link.
Link.
This is our next song. I'll tell you what's coming up on the rest of the rock show, and then we'll go to Cloak of Feathers.
Do it.
It's got so many features. This is the rock show, by the way, if you've just joined us. We're going to be playing a feast of tunes over the next 3 hours.
We got tunes coming out of our dick holes.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do.
Sorry,
mate.
Everyone. Joel's made me angry with the peanut thing, so I'm being a little bit rude.
It's
Can you
fine.
Get in contact, please, everyone?
Yeah, everyone just get in contact with us, because I think this is going to be fun. We had lots of people getting in contact last week, and it was really nice. We want to know, what was your most rock and roll moment in your life?
Yeah. I've got a couple to tell you about, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that after after this tune. So what's your most rock and roll moment? You can contact us at FUBAR Radio or call us 0330-223-0200. That's 0330-223-0200. Speak to us on the phone. Speak to us about the most rock and roll moment. Also, if you want to scream to us down the phone, we had some great screamers on the phone last week.
We actually had a burper last week. So, I mean, the feature's called Scream For Me FUBAR, but if you've got some wind and you want to unleash it on air, get
Please
in contact.
Do. Please do. If you're driving your car, if you need to pull over, that's absolutely fine. We're going to play this song first, and then we'll come back with some more stories and fun times. FUBAR. That was the sword Cloak of Feathers.
That has never been said like that in your voice.
Cloak of Feathers! I haven't got the voice for a rock show.
I fucking love The Sword. They're awesome.
That was great. I enjoyed
them
that.
Out. They're just solid metal.
It just made me want to be able to play the guitar.
I love that anyone else, the music would just be like, yeah, it just made me want to punch through a wall. Like, I was so hyped listening to that. My energy was so high. It just made me fucking like, yeah! Just the sort of guttural primal reaction. You go, it really made me want to really commit to learning an instrument. You do not have an angry bone in your body, do you? Gosh, that made me feel so darned creative.
I just wanted to sit down, just really just learn a talent. Yeah.
Really want to just bury my head in a book. That's what I want to do, listening to that.
So you know what? Listening to that song made me want to call someone up and book some lessons.
Tell you what, I was watching Formula One the other day, and I really, really should do the Pass Plus.
Did you do your Pass Plus?
I did do my Pass Plus, yeah.
But it's cheaper insurance, isn't it?
Although, no, it's not for me, because I am insured by a company
that diabetic.
No, nothing to do with that. I don't think, I've just thought about it, and I've spoken to my mum. We don't think I am diabetic. She's just been injecting me every day for 2 years. But the thing is, she said, I will keep injecting you as long as you refuse to go toilet in your little tray. But we're gonna work it out. I'm sure. There must be something wrong with me.
Have you ever thought of doing that? Just like stop doing your insulin and just see whether you've definitely got it.
No, because I would die.
Okay.
I would definitely die, Joel.
That's so mental.
I'm not willing to be as haphazard with my own life as you felt you would be able to with your cats. I can't experiment on myself. You go, oh, see what happens. Maybe that's like giving a pigeon a bit of bread soaked in fizzy water. And you go, it's just an experiment. See
how it goes.
Yeah.
What does happen?
Its stomach explodes.
Really?
Yeah, it can't handle the bubbles.
Shit!
Can't handle the bubbles. Yeah, I think you grew up in like a little village. I'm sure you did all this sort of stuff.
I've just hung out in my room playing with wrestlers. Like what? Plastic ones.
Plastic figures. Yeah, not, you didn't just invite them over. You go, who's that at the door? It's The Rock, Joel. He's come round to play. Bring him up.
My mum could hear voices from my bedroom. Who's he gonna... It's just me just sat there, 6-year-old me with Triple H. With a little tea set.
Is Joel coming down for dinner? No, he's got the whole of DX in his bedroom.
Oh, it's a lot of comedians like wrestling.
Yeah. A lot of people who like metal like wrestling.
Yeah.
They're sort of inexorably
linked.
Who
was your favourite wrestler back in the day?
Well, it depends, because I was into it when I was very young.
Yeah.
So I was into WCW.
Oh.
You know, back when that was sort of the biggest federation, really.
Was it when Hulk Hogan defected across?
Yeah, it was around that time.
Great time.
I went to see WCW at Wembley Arena.
Wow.
And it was British Bulldog's first match for WCW he defected across.
Yeah.
And I also saw Ravishing Rick Rude.
Great man.
Both dead now, sadly.
Crikey.
Both met the traditional wrestlers' fate of sort of heart attacks or... I've not done the research, so...
Obviously, the Ultimate Warrior died recently, which is quite sad.
Very sad, yeah.
Right, because I just loved wrestling when I was a kid. I probably loved it. And I did a tweet that it was like... It was a joke about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was like... I was like a heartfelt...
Yeah.
And so I said... this is a big day for the penultimate warrior. Hashtag RIP, Ultimate Warrior. People really get angry when you make sort of any sort of joke about death.
Well, especially, like, you would have thought maybe wrestling fans would have sort of, they'd be sad, but they'd have a sort of sense of humour.
Didn't die doing what he loved. He was too old for that. But, he probably just sat down.
No one, if you know how the Ultimate Warrior was positioned when he died, please get in contact. But it's mad, isn't it? The amount of, like, Eddie Guerrero's not with us anymore. Owen Hart, obviously.
Yeah.
That tragic.
I remember when that happened.
That was crazy. If you don't know, Owen Hart was a wrestler, I'm sure you do know, who was being lowered into the ring at a pay-per-view match from the ceiling, and the rope snapped and he fell like 30 feet through the ring on live pay-per-view television.
Crikey.
I wonder if people got their money back. Can you call the Skybox office and say, I'm going to need my money back. A man died on the thing I paid for. If you hire a car and you get in there and there's a dead guy in the boot, you get your money back.
Imagine being the guy who was in charge of the ropes.
Yeah.
Bret Hart was my favourite.
Was he?
Oh, I mean...
I tell you who... So I love British Bulldog.
Mm.
I loved Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yeah.
I watched it with my dad a lot, and my dad would laugh at all the ridiculous ones, like Ravishing Rick Rude. He was clearly, like, 40 and just, like, flexed his hips, and it was really weird. And then also there was a wrestler called Ron Simmons.
Ron Simmons.
So they do, like, all the big ridiculous names, like the Undertaker or whatever, or Legion of Doom, and they go, please welcome to the ring, Ron Simmons!
Do you remember Steve Buckland?
Steve Buckland.
There was this guy who just was tiny and wore red shorts. He was amazing.
Terrible gimmicks.
So they've given us at Rockstar. Welcome, anyway, by the way. We've got loads coming up on the show, on the Rockstar show.
Let's call it that, mate.
And we've got Simon Fielder coming up later, another rock fan.
Yeah.
He's going to come in.
He is more in your sort of... He's more in your corner. This is a wrestling analogy. If we were to have a wrestling thing running through the show, let's just say me and Joel are having a grudge match face down, and Cy Fielder is going to be here as your manager.
Yeah.
He's going to be your pallbearer.
He's my pallbearer to my Undertaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's that strange man who used to hang around the side of Yokozuna.
Yeah. And I'm just Kane. I'm just Kane. Just
by himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we've got him coming up, and he's a lovely man, and he's got lots of nice stories about rock star stuff. And also, we've got loads of games. We've got loads of fun games to play. We're going to do in a second what we're going to do. Ed has got a book of metal bands.
Yeah, we did this last week. We're going to do it again. A little challenge we set each other where we've each picked two real metal bands from the book, all known metal bands, and also made up a lovely metal band name.
And we're
going to do yours in a minute. I enjoyed this game a lot.
Let's see whether we can Sherlock it out.
Last week, your made up band name was Sean. And I believe I got it wrong, didn't I? I thought that was a real band name. Because it sounds like some sort of early noughties hardcore band. we've got jingles. Because you said last week, I'm going to go away, I'm going to make jingles for this week's show.
I didn't make jingles.
And you didn't. It's fine, you're a busy man, but don't promise things that you can't deliver on.
I'll do it next week.
But look, we're not back next week.
Oh, God.
You've got a right to FUBAR and say, I'm enjoying the rock show. This is brilliant. It's my injection of rock. It's what's getting me through the day. Maybe write in and say, if you don't keep the rock show on the air, I'm going to do something really bad to myself.
Yes. Yeah, basically, right, we need you all to tweet in and say, we want more rock show.
Yeah, otherwise, I'm going to start coming down to the studio, wherever that may be, and doing a big shit on the stairs so Justin Lee Collins can't get in because there's a shit blocking the door. All right, that's what we need to stop all the DJs coming in because of poops.
I want you all to be like, right, more rock show, or I'm going to stop giving insulin to my cat.
No, don't do that.
Right?
Don't even
I
as
want
an
cats
experiment.
To die as a result of us not being on FUBAR Rock. Right.
We've had people tweeting in about their most rock and roll moments. Stand-up comedian Janie Godley has
lovely.
Tweeted in. Very funny. Very funny person. So she has said her most rock and roll moment. I mean, this is horrible. Trying to put clothes on in a toilet in a hotel for a gig and a couple fucking in the next cubicle.
Beautiful.
I mean, is that a, would you call that a rock and roll moment? I'd call that being next to a rock and roll moment.
Yeah.
That's like sunbathing next to a pool when someone throws the TV out the window into it.
That's true. You just observed. I mean, what would you do if you're in the cubicle next door? Would you just sit there and wait it out?
I know what I'd do, mate. Wouldn't you?
I think... I would just try and get a look-see.
It depends what sort of state of mind I was in.
There's nothing worse than...
I'd consider masturbating at that point. I would consider it. I'm not saying I would do it. I would consider it. And if they were like, what the fuck are you doing? I'd be like, come on, guys. You're not exactly on the moral high ground
here.
Yeah,
whilst you're looking over the top.
You're fucking next to where shit has been. That's horrible. Even if it's cleaner, it's been bleached out. Someone squeezed out a butt nugget near where you're now. You're doing something that could create a life. What if that baby's born, right? And there's gonna be something in its memory about its conception and being near a poo hole.
Yeah, that's where it started.
Although I suppose babies are born next to an anus.
That's true. It's really close to it anyway.
If anything, circle of life.
Yeah.
Circle of life, guys.
I don't think there's anything sexy about having sex in a toilet cubicle.
No, absolutely not.
Nothing. Nothing.
Absolutely not.
It's like all supposed to be like, it's in the moment. No. Do you think, right, what's creepier?
I just get
here?
Worried because one person, if it's straight sex, obviously, one person's in the wrong toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless so it's the disabled
be,
one.
Is that supposed to be
in that? Which case, maybe both of you. Are in the wrong toilet.
Well, then you're breaking the rule of being in the disabled toilet if you're not disabled. So there's always an element of danger, isn't there?
There is an element. And then also...
The only time...
You've got more handles to hold on to as well.
Yeah. But you might grab the red cord.
Don't want to do that.
No. And that's not a euphemism, by the way. That sounds like, you know, having sex with a lady when she's on her time.
Anyway, on her time.
Grab the red cord last night. You dirty buggy. Right. So the only time having sex in a toilet is acceptable is if it's a disabled toilet and you're both disabled.
Yes, that's okay. Absolutely it.
Okay, well, I'm glad we've got that sorted out.
Absolutely the truth.
So if you are disabled and you're listening and you feel horny and you're with another disabled person, that is fine. You can go into the toilets and fuck. I do not mind that.
That's
all right?
Absolutely fine.
And there's room in there for two or three of you. So yeah. That's fine. All right.
I think that's perfect.
Jingles. Luckily, the good people at FUBAR Radio have made us some jingles.
Very exciting. Right. So this is the stand. I'm going to go. This is the standard.
This is based
FUBAR
on
Radio.
On our metal names that we came up with last week.
This is first of all, I'm going to play the standard FUBAR Radio jingle. This is it.
FUBAR Radio.
Nice. Standard. Just lovely. Says FUBAR Radio.
Yeah,
lovely.
Bit boring, I'd say. Not rock enough.
Yeah, right. This is what they made from clips from our FUBAR Radio rock show last week. This is just it without any backing track on it. Or do you want to do the full one, Ed?
I think let's just go with no backing track.
Okay,
first.
Right. This is it. This is it. Okay. This is it.
I'm Dead Gamble.
And I'm Joel Vomit.
And together we are
Dead Vomit.
See, my scream sounds better than I imagined it.
Right, I tell you what, listening back to that, I thought, Joel's scream sounds way better than I remember it, right? I tell you what also perturbed me a little bit. My American accent is so bad. Like, terrible.
You're like, hey, my name...
I'm Dick Gable.
Like,
what?
Forrest Gump.
What the fuck was I... Yeah, it's not even... But it's just me, just with a slight Forrest Gump, like, twinge to it. It's
I'm Dick Gable.
And I'm Joel Vomit.
What the fuck was
and
I doing?
Together we are Dead Vomit.
All that is a deeper version of my voice.
Yeah. My name's Edgar Barr.
Terrible, terrible. Let's have it with a bit of... apparently there's one with a bit of death sort of backing.
This is very exciting.
I'm Dead Gamble.
Oh, I think that's the same one.
And I'm Joel Vomit.
That's the same one.
Literally the same one.
Just playing that over and over.
Dead Vomit.
All right, okay, here's the full one. Here's
right.
The full one.
Okay.
I'm Dead Gamble.
And I'm Joel Vomit.
And together we are
Dead Vomit.
Yeah.
Lovely. I love that. All that metal we invested into that, and then David Morgan swings in at the end and ruins
Fever!
It.
Fever!
Fever! Well, that's great, though. I love that. We'll play that throughout.
I really like that. It's our new jingle. I feel like we've secured our place in Fubar Radio.
Bang, we'll be here every week.
Very exciting. Should we do some rock names?
Yeah, let's hear. So you've got two fake rock band names, two real rock band names and one that
one
you've made
fake
up.
One.
Let's hear it, and I've got a guess.
Two fakes. No, two reels, two. One fakes.
Okay, it's a simple game, John.
Okay, simple game. There we go. Right, start off with Penis Leech.
Right. I mean, it sounds like a parody death metal band. Penis Leech.
Penis Space Leech.
That would be awful.
Mm.
I guess it's quite a good place for a leech to hang out. There's a sort of...
It's definitely got a... It's got a good...
There's a good blood flow.
Yeah.
And occasionally you get a bloody feast.
Yeah.
Every morning. Every morning for me.
Really? Every morning?
Every morning. Full...
Maybe it's a diabetic
I've got a
thing.
Full leech buffet down there. That's what... Not Jeff Leech. There's an actual leech. I mean, yeah, like it's a, you know, it's a bloody feast. For
yeah.
Them,
well, you, also, you know, as an investment, yeah. as the leech, that yeah. if you put in some effort, you're yeah. going to get more food.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if you're the leech and you're down there,
yeah.
you maybe want to do some caressing, maybe do some, then it will invoke yeah, then, some sort of enjoyment, and then they'll have more food.
I might start calling erections leech feasts. I tell you what, I've got a proper leech feast on. Do you think that's all right in a sexy situation?
I think it's great.
I think we should start, listener, going out there and using, you instead of saying erection, boring old erection, start saying leech feast.
Do you want to touch my leech feast? I'll touch my leech feast in the disabled toilets.
I'm sorry about this. I've had to trap my leech feast in my waistband. Okay, so leech feast. I suspect...
Penis leech.
Penis leech. I suspect there might not be one, but carry on.
Penis leech. Second band name. Shaft Triangle.
Oh my god. As in three penises all. That leech is going to go crazy. Shaft Triangle. Incredible, right?
Yeah. It kind of makes me think about maybe like the sort of the instrument, a triangle, but made out of penises.
Made out of cocks. That yeah. wouldn't make a sound at all.
Just a dull thud.
Followed by a... Oh, careful.
That's the noise it would make.
And what do you play in the orchestra? Oh, the Shaft Triangle.
Yeah.
It's not just me. It's me and three other dudes. Just right at the end of the song.
Oh, God. Okay, right. Third band name. Planet AIDS.
No, what? These are all awful.
So, the choice
is... They all sound like comedy bands.
Find the fake band name out of Planet AIDS, Penis Leech, and Shaft Triangle.
I think two of them sound like they could be genuine sort of jokey fuck about sort of like horrible like grind bands in the vein of like Anal Cunt. Who are a real band, Joel. Don't really like that. But I think Shaft Triangle is not... I think that sounds like something that you've made up in your mind. Shaft... I think that's the sort of thing that happens in your head. If you're just sat there thinking. If someone tells you to think of something, you think of three cocks forming a triangle.
I think of a shape, and then I think of a body part. And then I move on from there.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say vagina rhombus.
Right, okay.
Shaft Triangle's the fake band.
Okay, right. Dun 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 dun. That's the...
Yeah.
Okay. The fake band name is, out of Planet AIDS, Penis Leech, and Shaft Triangle, the fake band name is... You're right, Ed. It's Shaft
it's
Triangle.
Shaft Triangle. It's I Shaft knew it. Triangle. That had Domit Thought written all over it.
My brain was like, shape. And then I looked down and went, yes.
Right, get in contact with your rock and roll moments. We want to hear what's the most rock and roll thing you have ever done. Kayla B's tweeted in and shown us her biggest rock and roll moment. It was meeting Stone Sour.
Oh.
Now, that's a pretty cool rock and roll moment, but it's not a crazy thing. It's just meeting them. It's a lovely picture, her with Corey, of course.
If you met them and then just, like, you know, vomited on their faces or something
like
that.
Yeah, you should have made
that
up. That would have been good.
You know, if you met them and then got out your Shaft triangle and started playing it in front of them, that would have been a rock and roll moment.
I'm going to retweet that from the Foobar account. Corey there, you can see, is doing devil horns, whereas on the right, I think it's actually Jim Root, who was in Slipknot as well, is also in Stone Sour. He might have left now, actually. But from a distance and in a murky picture, check it out. Genuinely looks like Rod Gilbert. So get in contact. Oh, we've actually had texts. We've been looking at the wrong thing. We've missed out all of these. Don't Stop the Rock, guys. Tune. That's from Jeremy. Thanks, Jeremy. Sally said, I love that song, but I've hurt my neck from thrashing my hair around. Worth it, though. Good show, boys.
Nice.
I don't know what song she's referring to, but I'm guessing it's The Sword rather than Mudvayne.
Come on. Mudvayne was great.
Sandy texted into the studio saying, I have a few rock and roll stories, but the one I cherish is when I vomited into Lars Ulrich's snakeskin boots after downing half a bottle of champagne, which I nicked from their rider. I left the dressing room and partied with the support band. They were more fun anyway. Sandy, you've nailed it.
That is exactly what we're after.
It's only 1:40 and I think we've peaked.
Oh, I mean, that's almost as rock and roll as Ed eating peanuts at 12:30.
Almost.
That's an incredible story.
Should we celebrate with a song? This is one of your choices.
I'm very excited about this song. Right. This is a song that we played at... I was in a band when I was 15. We were called Cyrus.
Yeah, we talked to Psoriasis. Last week, didn't we? Yeah.
And this was the song that we opened with, Ed.
Corn Blind.
Right, Corn Blind, right. Now, bear in mind when you listen to this song, right, us covering this song, I had never been on stage before in my entire life.
Yeah.
It's a very long intro.
Yeah.
So just imagine me stood on stage... fairly awkwardly, not knowing what to do with myself. This is Corn Blind. That was Corn Blind. Should probably point out, none of them are actually blind. During that song, at some point, I accidentally knocked the microphone and put the mic up whilst Ed was talking to his mum on the phone.
If you heard, that was just on the phone to my mum, guys. So as if this show didn't need its rock and roll and metal credentials damaging anymore, I was on the phone to my mum. We get on very well.
Whilst Core Blind is on
the teenage angst. Angst-ridden, like, classic teenage cut.
I got bullied and I hate my mum.
You're like, hello, mum. Yeah, fine, I'll call you later. I'm just on the radio. Bye. Love you lots. Fucking rock and roll, man.
I never know whether to tell my mum I love her on the end of a phone call.
I don't think I did.
Yeah. I feel a bit uncertain about it. Not that uncertain. I don't love her. I think she's great.
Yeah, you just don't.
Just don't know.
You shouldn't need to say it, John.
Yeah, it's implied by the fact that
that's weird. Through your actions, she should know that you love her very, very deeply.
Yeah, by the fact that I don't call her enough.
Do you not? Do you get in trouble?
I try.
For that? Yeah,
I try, but she does get worried.
Right.
Welcome to the Foobar Rock Show, guys.
My mum gets very worried about me. We've had an email in from, well, it's simply Big Stud in Plymouth.
Big Stud. I mean, that in turn means he probably needs quite a big leech.
He needs a big old penis leech for his leech feasts.
Yeah.
Hi, Joel and Ed. I'd like to call my band Semen Nugget. Thoughts, please. My initial thoughts are you need to sort your life out, Big Stud in Plymouth. But Semen Nugget, my initial thought would be, what do you mean? Is it a whole nugget, like a big chunk of semen?
Yeah.
Or is it a chicken nugget with a semen batter?
I feel like maybe like old semen from really like proper old millions of years ago.
Like sort of caveman semen.
Caveman semen. Yeah, yeah. And then it's compacted in the soil.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost
and
like a jewel.
It's become like a really... and it's called Semen Nugget.
Yeah.
It's just like the most powerful and, you know, costly jewel of all time. Is a
sort of like
nugget.
An X-rated version of Jurassic Park.
Yes.
That's what they find the little bug in.
And then they pull out some of the DNA.
Yeah.
And then they make loads
of... make sexy women. It's the little porn version of Jurassic Park.
Exactly that.
Don't know what that would be called.
Um,
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic
there
Park.
There we go. Come on.
There might be. I mean, they've done porn versions of everything, haven't they? There may well be a porn version of Jurassic Park, but I don't think it's from pulling a semen nugget out of the ground. I would. God, what is this show? I'd go and see Semen Nugget.
I'd see Semen Nugget.
If I got, you know, a guest list.
If they were maybe on the bill with Planet AIDS and Penis Leech.
I can't believe... what we sort of concentrated on the fact you came up with Shaft Triangle.
Yeah.
What we didn't look at is who the fuck a Penis Leech and...
Google Planet, it, Ed. Google Penis Leech.
Planet AIDS... band.
So we've got Simon Fielder coming up on the show in a second.
Lovely old Simon Fielder.
He's going to talk to us for a bit. We've also got Witch Metal coming up.
Oh, Witch Metal's are probably our most popular feature, right?
I mean, it's absolutely great. I'm going to be blindfolded. I'm going to have to guess what metal is being banged against another metal, plus what subgenre of metal is being played.
It was the title, and he worked backwards. That's how that section happened.
Absolutely. We'll be playing Beg Your Pardon as well, where Ed will play me one of his, you know, one of his fun little rock tracks.
Yeah,
that's like,
I've got some pretty good stuff coming up, guys.
And I've got to try and gather as many of the words as possible. So get involved with that. If anyone wants to text in or call, you can text us on 07860 017 300, 07860 017 300, or call in 0330 223 0200.
And I want people calling in. We need people calling in. We want to hear your death growls, your high pitch, something like that, a little bit of a wail. We want to hear your rock and roll stories. We want you to call in and do something rock and roll on the air.
Yes.
And that can be whatever you want it to be.
That is great.
The traditional might be sort of throwing something out of a hotel window. That's sort of like the go-to thing.
Yeah.
Or asking for something ridiculous on a rider.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't really work on the radio.
Should we throw something out the window right now, Ed?
We should. I've only ever thrown one thing out of a window. I threw a kebab out the window. It's when I was trying to lose weight, right? And I got angry with myself that I bought a kebab. And I was staying in an Oxford college after an Oxford ball, right? And I bought a kebab. And I was like, I can't.
So rock and roll.
And then I didn't want to throw it in the bin because it would stink out the room, right? So I put the kebab, I wrapped it up in the greaseproof paper, put it in the polystyrene container, did it all up. I was like, right, I was pissed. I was obviously pissed. I was like, I don't want to make a mess, right? And there was like half a kebab left. I thought, if I just throw it out the window gently, it'll just land in the polystyrene container next to the bin on the quad, right? On this beautiful quad. I threw it out the window and it completely unpacked itself in the air. So the polystyrene container opened, the greaseproof paper opened, the meat and salad came out of the pitta and separated. Like, just everything was just went everywhere, like a sort of mile and a half radius, like some sort of helicopter crash. It was awful.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
And it's so obvious it came from your window.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. Who's it going to be? One of the Oxford students or just this sort of fat, sauce-covered man who looked awful coming down in the morning trying to ignore the slices of cabbage on the front lawn. You can't walk on the grass. I wasn't going to break those rules. I couldn't go and pick up the lamb. So that was my most rock and roll moment. Chuck it. I threw a burger at some flats once. Same reason. Got angry with myself for buying it. Just threw it at a block of flats. Like, rawr!
God, and it's just the dull thud of it hitting the wall just doesn't really.
It's like a shaft triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Planet AIDS is a band. You're correct. They're from the Netherlands. They are a drone/funeral doom metal band. Industrial apocalypse are their lyrical themes. They're from Tilburg in North Brabant in the Netherlands.
Love it.
They've been active since 2003.
When you say Planet AIDS and they've been active since 2003, it just kind of feels.
Well, they've only released one EP since 2003.
Oh, no.
And that was called Apocalyptic AIDS. So check them out, guys. We won't be playing
Planet
them on
AIDS,
the show.
Mate. Planet
they sound
AIDS.
Absolutely awful.
Wait, I'm just going to see if I've got anything in my bag we can throw out the window, Ed.
All right, okay. What sort of thing? What would be.
Right, I'm going to go to my bag of prep.
Are you going into your prep bag?
Right.
Instantly.
Oh, I'll
not...
tell you what. You know what? I'm going to throw out the window, Ed.
You're not going to throw your granola out the window,
no,
Joel.
I am going to throw a pistachio. Here we go.
This is going to be crazy, guys. Joel Vomit is walking over to the window.
I'm opening the window, guys.
He's the new Ozzy Osbourne / Motley Crue or Motley Crue. He's now going to... He can't even open the window.
It's so stiff.
The window is so stiff. He's trying to open the... This could be the worst moment.
Yes!
Oh, no, he's opened it.
I've got it.
He's opened it. Is there anyone down there, Joel?
There's no one down there.
Right, okay.
Right, it's got a bit of yoghurt on it.
That elevates it. Right, here we go.
People can see me.
Right, shout at them. Say, I'm... Right, Joel, you've got to say, my name's Joel Vomit and I'm rock and roll. here's a pistachio.
I'm embarrassed. There's quite a lot of people at the bus
Don't be
stop.
Embarrassed, Joel.
Okay.
Go, I'm Joel Vomit, I'm rock and roll. Here's my pistachio. And then throw it out the window. All right? You ready?
Okay. Right. There's quite a lot of people out there, Ed.
Right, I don't, so mate, that's part of it. You've got to start making a name for yourself as a rock and roll.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 people waiting in that bus stop. Bed.
Right, here we go. Come on. Really loud. I'm Joel Dommett. I'm rock and roll. Here's my pistachio.
I'm Joel Dommett. I'm rock and roll. And here's my pistachio.
And the pistachio is out the window. Well done, Joel.
There you go.
Well done. If you would like Joel Dommett to throw something out of the window, get in contact. If you want us to do anything rock and roll, if you've got any requests, let us know. We've had an email in from Rory saying, I went to see Bolt Thrower, who are a sort of, they've been around for years, death metal outfit, I believe, and decided to do a bit of stage diving. I got on stage, whipped around and knocked the guitarist off the stage, tripped over, took out the bass backline before the singer picked me up and chucked me off the stage right over the crowd and out of the side door where I splattered onto the pavement. I woke up in casualty. Hashtag battle as fuck. Right, Rory. Yes. Rory's topped it. I think Rory's topped the, although vomiting in Lars Ulrich's cowboy boots was pretty incredible.
That's pretty rock and roll.
Yeah. Talia, who is a producer here at FUBAR Radio, has emailed in. Should be doing some work.
Just come in and tell us.
My most rock and roll story: meeting my hero Noel Gallagher and him telling me I can't be from Manchester with a silly name like Talia Lapidus, and so he decided he would call me Sarah. FML, which is something the kids say.
Yeah,
which is I think it's
fuck my life. I think
is it fuck my life?
Yeah,
okay,
fuck
okay.
my life. It's fuck not my life.
Froth my latte. but Rory, being thrown out by the lead singer of Bolt Thrower for being too crazy and taking out their entire bass backline is fucking amazing.
That is incredible.
Well done you, but sorry to beat you to it, but Joel Dommett just threw a pistachio out of the window.
Yeah, I'm fairly annoyed because, you know what? These Bircher Muses are expensive.
And there's probably only about, they're probably about 12p a pistachio.
No, not, you know, I mean, one, two, there's only about, in Pret, they only sort of place, I'm going to say, sort of 3 to 4 pistachios on top.
And you've thrown a quarter of your pistachios out the window. That's incredible.
I
man.
Mean, that's probably the most rock and roll thing I've done in my life. I'm going to play some Cavell Attack now.
Cavell Attack, fucking yes. Right, Norwegian band. Their second album went to number one in Norway. They're absolutely
really?
Huge in Norway. They sing in Norwegian. They're incredible. Whack them on.
I just love such a beautiful country, yet they make such incredible music like this.
Cavell Attack, Fossa Grim.
I'm Dead Gamble.
And I'm Joel Vomit.
And together we are
Dead Vomit!
I mean,
never gets
I'm
old.
Genuinely embarrassed by my American accent in that. I thought I might get some acting work. You know, British actor go over to America, get some acting work as an American person. Absolutely not. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm from America. I am.
I mean, I came out of that way better than I thought I did.
Yeah, no, you sound great, mate.
I sound so legit.
Not legit. I wouldn't say legit.
Like that scream.
Le shit.
All right, mate. That means the shit in French.
Cavell Attack, Fossa Grim.
Great tune. I had my Bircher Muesli during that, and you know what? Severely lacking nut.
Yeah, well, it's because you went crazy and threw a pistachio out the
threw
window.
Threw it right out the window.
You must be coked up, mate.
Proper crazy. Yeah. I went mental. Rock and roll moment. Threw a pistachio out a window.
Rosie's just emailed in saying, "Hi guys, your pitter story reminds me of a band I was in at college called Pitter Vomit on Me. I named it after a horrible Friday night when I had too much White Lightning and chucked up a large Donner on me." Rosie. Rosie's such a lovely name.
Yeah.
Such a nice, sweet name. You can't imagine someone called Rosie having a bottle of White Lightning and then chucking up a whole kebab.
Yeah, just like vomiting and, what's your name? Rosie. You
know? I'm Rosie, excuse me while I wipe this chilli sauce off my chest.
We've got a caller online. This is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just getting over that last song. It was very angry. Like Tube Strike angry.
Yes, I mean, that's what we wanted to represent, you know, sort of the anger of the general London commuter.
But
today.
it was all in Norwegian, so they might have been saying really nice things like, I'm taking my dog for a walk.
Well, they'd just be like, I'm on a ferry over this ford. What lovely hills, and I'd love to take a boat on a lake right now.
Everything's quite expensive. You know, that sort of just Norwegian anger. Where are you calling from?
From Soho.
Are you from Soho? Would you say, are you a man from Soho?
No. I'm just stopping. I'm riding out the Tube Strikes. Just having a glass of wine in Soho.
Nice.
You're having a glass of wine in Soho at 2 p.m. Yeah, well Merlo. Done, you. Merlo, yeah.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Tuesday. And I like it how you thought, you know, you had choices. You know, people, there's a Tube Strike and people are like, oh, what am I going to do? Am I going to walk? Am I going to get on the bus? Yeah. You're like, I'm just going to have a glass of wine.
two bottles and then hopefully the number six.
Yeah. Wow. Good. Well done, Jack.
You're using the wine transport where you just drink loads of wine and then somehow you end up back home.
Just wake up somewhere else.
Yeah, wine will take you back.
It's like a transporter. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Have you got a rock and roll story for us, apart from the fact that you're drinking wine in the middle of the day?
No, I have done, yeah. I went to, last summer I was in Cornwall, beautiful Cornwall, and there was this little sort of tiny little pub. And I actually noticed there was this band coming on. It was called Route 66. I was like, love the sound of that. Route 66, America, you know, the big highway of dreams.
Yeah.
And then it was a bit of, they must have been dead, because there was the lead singer who looked a bit like Debbie Harry, but slightly more Cornish. Yeah. And she basically, the band all came out, waiting for her to come out, and then she came out, was about to go on, and then she stormed off, because apparently her fan wasn't plugged in the right place. And we're talking about just a fan you get from Argos or wherever, because she had to have that for the flowing look.
Wow.
And when they performed, they were amazing, though. Hit Me With Your Best Shot was a highlight.
But I think if you're a band doing a gig in Cornwall in a pub you're covering Hit Me With Your Best Shot, you don't deserve a fan, and you certainly don't deserve to complain. When you don't have any actual human fans.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have a fan blowing your hair back.
What they should do is combine, you know, kill two birds with one stone, and then get your one and only fan to just blow on your face.
That would have been a good idea. I had so much Cornish rattling though. I wasn't really by halfway through the gig, I was just really into it. I didn't really notice. We were just going for it.
That's what Michael Jackson did in Earth Song, you know, when his hair's all blown back. It's just thousands of children all blowing on him.
Just Macaulay Culkin just out of shot, just blowing. It's beautiful. I remember once, Jack, I was with my friend Stephen Dunn in Bristol, just outside Bristol, and it was there was this tiny pub, and it had an open mic night, and only one guy played the entire night.
Oh my
right?
God.
And so we went in to watch it, and there was this guy, and he basically he had his guitar like on sort of his strap around him, and then he also had a keyboard in front of him, and then had the microphone. So he was doing everything basically. He was in control of everything. And so we sat down, and we're like, this is going to be great. And he played Final Countdown. Right, that was
amazing.
Was the song that he went with, and it was just the best thing I've ever seen. Right, so imagine like he's doing everything. So he goes, oh, this is the Final Countdown, and me and Steve are like the only people in the pub. We're like, yay! And he plays it with it on the keyboard. He goes, then goes to his guitar and goes, and then so that goes to the long intro, and finally just gets to go to the bit, and it was just amazing. It's the Final Countdown.
I can't sing at all.
Absolutely different. It's completely different tune from the original.
Can you scream? Can you scream, Jack? Can you do rock and roll screams?
Well, I'm in a busy street, and
that almost makes
me roar.
Oh, that was great.
I could do a roar. That was a bit of a roar. A few funny notes.
It's fine. I mean, I just threw a pistachio out the window in Islington, mate. So you and me both.
Thanks very much for calling in, Jack.
Thanks,
guys.
Enjoy the rest of your wine. Don't have too much
of it. I hope I get home. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later, Jack. Take care.
Bye.
Oh, I like how I faded him out. That was nice. That was nice.
It's nice that Jack's having a wine in the day. But,
oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
You know, I hope it's not indicative of a larger life problem. Yeah. So, Kayla's tweeted in with an excellent point.
Yeah.
How come pistachios are acceptable at this time and peanuts aren't, Joel?
Very, very valid point there.
Yeah.
But I would say because peanuts, very salty. Very salty. Whereas yeah. pistachios also, they just feel a little bit healthier.
Yeah, no, they are. I mean, they are probably healthier than...
And because you have to burn calories to get into them.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's the same as celery, isn't it? You burn more calories getting into them than you do eating them. They're negative.
Yeah.
They're negative calories.
Negative equity.
That's not the term.
No, nope, I don't know anything about it.
Well, let's go through your day. What nuts are acceptable at what time? So you wake up in the morning. Is there a breakfast nut?
I think a Brazil nut is acceptable in the morning.
I was going to say exactly the same thing. I have muesli now and again.
Yeah.
There'll be a lovely Brazil nut.
Brazil nut. But you know what? You would never have a peanut.
I think a pecan's acceptable.
A pecan is a lovely, acceptable breakfast nut.
Yeah. Okay. So Brazil pecan.
And then I think later on in the day, around 11, 12 o'clock, that's when your pistachios come in.
I wouldn't say. I'd say a pistachio is an afternoon nut.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're going to go with more 1, 2 o'clock.
I think maybe 11, you can treat yourself to a little macadamia.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Lunchtime.
Well, what's the one that looks weird? Looks like a brain.
The walnut.
Walnut. Where does he come? I think that's like late evening.
That could be morning, I think.
Do you think?
The walnut will power you through for the rest of the day. I think you'll find. Later on, maybe macadamia. I'll put macadamia is maybe a late evening.
Yeah.
Maybe a lunchtime cashew. Oh. You could pop a cashew in a stir fry. You'll be living
absolutely,
it large.
Absolutely. That's more of a lunch snack. So and peanut, final nut of the day. Definitely
not
the final nut.
Day, man. What like, about the almond? The almond's an all-day nut.
Almond you can take because sliced. You can have that in any meal.
Yeah, you can.
Such a versatile nut.
I'm not sure you could have it in a bacon sandwich.
Well, you know what? I bet you Captain Almond would disagree.
The good thing about you, Joel, is you start sentences with no idea of how you're going to finish them.
Absolutely. No
and
idea.
You ended up saying Captain Almond, which you're pronouncing it wrong. But we've had a text in from Ben in Palmer's Green. About 15 years ago, I went to see a Polish death metal band called Vader at the Underworld in Camden. Still going, I believe. Mm. The singer was a bit mental and decided to cut his arm open and drip blood all over the crowd.
Wow.
I was convinced it was fake and got a bit carried away and licked his arm. It was real blood. I had to immediately make my way back to the back of the venue and throw up a stomach full of cheap snake bite.
Wow.
This was my rock and roll moment. Ben, Palmer's Green. I'm genuinely impressed with the level of fucking craziness of our listeners.
I mean, that is proper mental. Because I mean, well done, though, for, you know, because you've got to be careful. You don't want to get the Planet AIDS.
If he was seeing Planet AIDS at the Underworld, he wouldn't have been licking anyone's bloody arm.
Absolutely not.
Just absolutely. To be... I mean, I'm not sure... We're not suggesting that any members of Planet AIDS actually have AIDS. But just to be safe... If you're seeing Planet AIDS live, don't stand in the front row and open your mouth.
I mean, that would be a very brave act if you were called Planet AIDS as a band and there was a part of your act that you all cut yourselves and then let everyone spray blood. I mean, that is a very... That's quite a commitment.
That's beyond the pale. I'm not into that, quite frankly. I looked up, I did a bit more research. I found Penis Leech online. Guess where they're from, Penis Leech.
Penis Leech, I'd say they're from Middle America.
Right, wrong, they're from Italy. You know, home of pasta.
Hello, we are Penis Leech.
Is that French? How do you do an Italian accent? How's the Italian?
It's me, Penis Leech. That's it, isn't it?
That is it.
I think you're forming a band here in the hills, the beautiful vineyards of my nation. We are called Penis Leech and we are a brutal technical death metal outfit, although we split up in 2003. Although we are featured on the 2013 compilation, Proliferation of Malignancy.
We are a Penis Leech.
We are a Penis Leech.
I love that. This next, have you got another message?
We've got an email in from Grant B. Thanks, Grant. I don't know, maybe Grant A. You could get in touch. You're the best one. He says, "Love the show, boys. I really want to start a band called Satanic Pate, smooth meaty metal." Have you heard the bands Caninus and Hatebeak? I can't say I have, but we'll look them up.
Hatebeak sounds great.
Hatebeak sound absolutely awesome.
Just like because there's nothing. horrible about a beak.
There's nothing hateful about a beak.
No,
a
beak's lovely.
Just, it's just a bird's mouth.
I did a show on, it came out on ITV2 on Sunday called Viral Tap.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on a panel with Joey Essex, and he brought up a very interesting point. What is a beak made of?
That's a good point.
I don't think it's made of hate.
No, it's definitely not made of hate. If anything, it's made of love and bone.
Yeah, like it's because it's not bone. It's not plastic.
Is it not bone?
Is there anything else in the world?
Thanks for letting us know, Joel, that a bird's beak isn't plastic. As if they, you know, they get born and then a farmer comes along and sticks
it on. Like little elves. And
I would absolutely love that.
If anyone knows what beaks are made of, back in the day when they did radio shows, everyone had to go, if anyone knows what that is made of,
don't have it. I mean, I could literally look it up
just now. Google it. Times have changed.
My guess is probably minerals. But I'm not going to Google it because I like the air of mystery of not knowing what a bird's beak is made out of. But it's definitely not hate.
We will never know whether they're quack echoes or whether their beak is made out of plastic.
Or whether dogs can look up. I was doing a gig last night. Right, and there was a lot of vet students, veterinary science students on the front.
Was it a gig or did you just run into a vet and
I ran into a vet and went, look, I've stopped injecting my cat and he's fine. I should have. Next time I'm doing that gig, I'll see if they're in and I'll ask whether a cat can just be cured of diabetes because of through the laziness of their owners. talked about my fact that I thought I knew that was true, that if a giraffe falls over, it can't get back up again and it just dies.
That's so sad.
Something I genuinely believe to be true. And he just went, no, it's not at all. And I immediately responded with, have you ever suddenly realised that you've been lied to on a safari? Because I think I went on a safari and the guy running it just made up shit. Because of course a giraffe can get back up. They don't sleep standing up, giraffes, do they? They sit down at least. They can't, of course, lions wouldn't chase them. They would just stick their paw out.
Did you just go up to a car that was near the sort of general safari area?
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, sorry, do you know where the tour is around? And they were like, this is the tour. And he was just amazed, like thinking, oh, I can make some money out of this. You got in the back, took you for a day, and he was like, that's a bear. Tiger. It's a bear tiger.
Is it not a tiger in Africa? Well done, mate.
And on your right is a penis leech.
And gazelles are actually just lads dressed up. This is from Dexter. When I was younger and was convinced I had musical talent, I was in a band called Flaky Scab.
Nice.
Unfortunately, no one else seemed to be convinced we had any musical talent, and we split up after 5 gigs. I just screamed swear words in German instead of singing, so perhaps that's why we didn't take off. Love this fucking show. Absolutely boss.
Nice. Well,
no need for the blue language there, Dexter. But
sworn in German. It would have been better.
Get Flaky Scab back together. We want to hear some Flaky Scab.
Flaky Scab is a great one.
So we've had a tweet in from Smoking My Breakfast. I mean, I don't know why you expect me to trust anything you say. Beaks are made of bone, guys. Bone in your mouth. Dirty fucking cowbirds. So that's actually a reference to something me and Ray Peacock say. So it's good to know there's crossover appeal. What song have we got next, Joel?
Right, now this is a controversial one. This is, I think, the controversial one.
Right.
Right, now...
Bear in mind, we've just played Cavell Attack.
And next we have Nails Tyrant after that. But first we have this song. It's Fight Star.
No, mate. We've been through...
Sometimes you bring in stuff
and I'm like, yeah, that's fine, because it's rock. It's definitely rock. And it's like nu metal. There's an element of it. This has got a guy from Busted in it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't judge him on his previous stuff.
That's fine.
He's turned over a new leaf. There's no need to. I think he's in a good rock band. I think they're good, and they've brought out lots of albums, and I like the album art.
Right. If we're playing something based on the art, I don't know what. Okay. No, I'm willing to let you play it because I was surprised last week by some of the tracks you brought in.
So. I just like it. I'm just going to play it. I'm going to let it go for itself. This is Fight Star War Machine.
Right. Now, I would class that as an unmitigated disaster. We've never had people writing in complaining about the music before, and I count the show I do with Ray Peacock, and we play TV themes and he interrupts the songs halfway through. No one's ever complained about the quality of music. No one's ever said stop playing the Different Strokes theme tune, right? But we've had at least five people write
five?
In. Kayla B's tweeted in saying verdict on Fight Star equals no.
Come on!
What do you mean, come on? Right, from Simone, Fight Star, more like Shite Star, Joel. Sort him out, Edward. Love the show, though.
I mean, come on, guys. Come on. Trouble is, you guys are thinking about, you know, the fact that he's in Busted. You need to not judge people on their previous commitments.
You should have played it to me without telling me who it was. I wouldn't have enjoyed it anyway. Boring. We've had an email in from Jess saying, how about some Teutonic Speed Thrash from Krakhaus? I don't know Krakhaus.
Krakhaus sounds great.
They sound fucking awesome. Love the show, but not that weak as Anne Diamond's Morals song by Fight Star. Sell out shit. The thing, it was always going to be difficult for Charlie from Busted trying to form a credible rock band.
It's hard.
Yeah, and he did not manage it. At least the other one just went off and did Son of Dork. I can get into Son of Dork way more.
The other one went into the West End.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, they've all gone their separate ways.
Although now McBusted's...
But you know what? Charlie Simpson decided to not go into McBusted because he's still trying to set himself up as a credible rock star.
Fight Star still an ongoing outfit?
I don't know. I have all of their albums. All of them.
How many do they have?
Like three stroke four.
Three stroke... You don't know if you've got all of them.
I mean, possibly.
Three stroke four.
I think you've got to be careful not to judge people. You know, I used to be an incredibly excitable comedian with little content. And I think I've really come away from that.
Just openly laughing at you. beaks apparently are made from the souls of tiny penis leeches. That's what Don's got to say for himself.
I can agree with that.
I'm with that caller and have started on the rock juice earlier than usual to avoid the tube strike. So is this a thing?
I think that's great.
What, the people are drinking instead of...
I think that's exactly what Bob Crow would have wanted.
I don't know if these people work on the tube, whether they're just because they're... I'm gonna say,
yeah, maybe they're actually employees of the underground network.
Maybe they're protesting by getting absolutely shit-faced and having to say, right, strike's off. And all hot. I don't feel like me or you are politically qualified enough to talk about strike action.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I've remembered who Hatebeak and Caninus are now because someone sent me YouTube videos and I've remembered what they are. Hatebeak is a death metal band fronted by a parrot.
Really?
Yeah, and Caninus is fronted by two pit bulls. So it's like music, it's like metal, like riffs, and then two
kind of like the
barking.
YouTube goats.
What do you mean?
Have you seen those YouTube goats? They're like, they're the speaking goats. They're like, ah, and they sing stuff.
Oh, right.
They
okay.
sound really human.
They're not in a band, though, mate.
They're not in a band. They really could.
That's the thing. Are they? Do you think someone should sign them up?
They could get together. That'd be great.
Okay, Nikita Sanger's tweeted in saying, I liked the song.
Thanks!
Right, well...
Thanks, guys. Yes! Come on, me and Charlie Simpson. I'm going to resurrect his career. I'm sure he's doing fine.
I'm sure he's doing absolutely fine. I'm sure all that Busted money's treating him very, very well indeed.
Apparently turned down a lot of money to not be a part of McBusted. I think that's noble.
Yeah, well, he spent a long time establishing Fight Star as one of the most credible rock bands in the world right now. So he doesn't want to ruin it by going back and just having a bit of fun and making some, you know, quite frankly, quite good pop music.
I remember seeing... the first time I saw Fight Star was in fact on Justin Lee Collins and Alan Carr's Friday Night Show Project.
So they were on that, were they?
Yeah, they were on that. That was the first time I ever saw them.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good choice. So that's, you know.
So maybe I'll ask JLC later when he comes in, see whether he met them.
Meeting Fight Star.
Yeah.
Yeah. that'll be a celebrity anecdote to end all celebrity anecdotes.
Classic fat drummer as well, Fight Star. That's what I
really
like. I really love it when it's a classic fat drummer. You know, like...
Name
like
some other classic fat drummers.
Just Papa Roach. No, was that the bassist? No, yeah, Papa Roach, classic fat drummer.
I guess they've just got more sort of power to put behind
them.
Yeah,
kind of Pantera in a way. Just kind of like,
Pantera, yeah,
you know, just, and I love it when they just play the drums and then the camera comes on, they point their stick towards the camera, like fat, just like hairy drummers. I love fat, hairy drummers.
Vinnie Paul from Pantera, I wouldn't, I think he's just solid. Like,
yeah,
he's just
not even
broad. He's not even fat because he's, I would not like to get in a fight with Vinnie Paul.
You know,
I think he could put some serious power behind a punch and there would be rhythm to it. you'd be bruised with rhythm.
It would just be like, instead of just being punched, it would be like,
you heard some of those drum drills on the Great Southern Trendkill, you'd be absolutely messed up. Should we play What Metal?
Yeah, let's play What Metal, Ed.
I'd really like to play What Metal, mate.
Okay, I'm excited about this.
And it's you're wearing your hat, you've got to put it over your...
Okay, right, so what's going to happen now is we're going to play What Metal. So I'm going to balaclava myself. Is that a verb?
Are you going to be able to put the track on?
Yeah. Right, I'm going to put my thing on the
track. So Joel is going to cover his eyes. I am going to make some sounds with some metal that I have here.
Yeah.
And we're also going to put on a metal track. Joel has to guess what metal I am clinking about and also what metal is playing subgenre-wise. I mean, obviously, this is one of the most ridiculous sections on radio ever. But here
also, bear in mind, I am terrible at subgenres of metal.
Yeah, I nailed it last time,
I thought.
You
properly did.
Yeah.
And okay, I'm gonna play the next track and let's play What's Metal.
Can you hear that? I mean, this could almost be part of the song.
It really could. Almost sounds like a triangle.
A sharp triangle.
It's so... Can I stop the track?
No, it's it. I mean, it's about to finish. It's about to finish. It's
okay. Long. This is great.
There you go. Done.
Okay. So, I mean, it's very tinny. I'm going to go for the metal first.
Okay.
It's very tinny.
Are you saying tin?
No, I'm not saying tin because that would have felt hollow.
Didn't feel hollow.
It feels like ting. Just trying to recreate the noise via my mouth. So it did feel like a triangle, but it's obviously not a triangle because it wasn't as musical as that. So I'm going to go with... I mean, it sounded like cutlery.
Right. Yes, it is. It is cutlery, but it's not called What Cutlery.
Oh, God.
It's called What Metal. You can't say, oh, it's cutlery, because cutlery can be made out of a range of things, can't it?
That is true, Ed. I mean, you've absolutely bamboozled the shit out of me.
Yeah. So you're going to have to... What would cutlery be made of? And then we'll get on to what the fuck that song was.
Okay. So, like, some sort of steel composite?
Steel composite. Do you even know what you're saying right now?
I don't even know what composite is.
A steel composite. Steel is in the... Give me a type of steel. I won't make you...
Steel. Okay, I'm going to go 75% steel.
No, I don't know what fucking percentage it is, do I?
Well, why not? You should have Googled it.
No, I know what type of steel it is.
Okay. Well, I didn't know there's different types of steel. Tin steel.
No, it's stainless steel.
Stainless steel is the only type of steel. Why didn't I pick stainless steel? The only other type of steel is stainable steel.
Yeah, no one buys that anymore.
No one buys stainable steel.
What's the point
steel?
Of buying stainy steel? There's no point.
Stainy Steel is a great name for a band. What's up with Stainy Steel?
I would have also accepted iron-based alloy.
Iron-based alloy.
Yeah. So what have you got metal-wise? What do you think?
Stainless steel. Of course it was stainless steel.
What sort of music do you think it was? I'll give you a clue. The band's called Nails.
Nails. I reckon, again, not made out of stainless steel. Nails. It's a metal part of... It's a metal-based name.
I mean, metal might be misleading.
So I think... I mean, it felt like it was like sort of thrash hardcore.
Oh. Now, I don't know whether to give you that.
Oh. Ah.
The thrash thing, I think, is probably wrong. But they are, I think I would say, hardcore band. That's how they're classed on
I'm
most,
very excited about this.
On most websites. I think, I mean, they're pretty a dark, heavy, like, extreme hardcore band.
Yeah, because it felt like...
You know what? I mean, you've not got the full compliment.
Have I nailed it?
You've nailed it. You've absolutely nailed it.
Have I stainless steel?
No, you've not. No. You didn't say stainless steel. You said steel composite tin steel, which is not a thing.
That's the only type of steel.
Right. Okay. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that. Nails, Tyrant by Nails. I think it's off their most recent album, Abandon All Life. So check that out. It's a fucking brilliant album. It'll take your face off. It'll make you feel sick, but it's awesome.
Oh, that's what you want, isn't it?
It's good for rush hour. Yeah. Rush hour traffic.
Thrush hour.
Thrush hour.
Thrush hour.
Thrush is not what you mean to say there, Joel.
And that definitely lasts longer than an hour.
Justice has said, I like the name Twitchy Barracuda.
It's a great name for a band.
I don't know if that's a band that exists already or whether
it's
something.
Do you want to check
that,
your metal book?
I mean, this is from someone called Justice. But can you check your book of rock and see whether it exists? Oh, I think it's something he's made up. I'd imagine, Justice, that Twitchy Barracuda does not exist. And if not, what style of rock should I do? Cheers, lads. Don't stop rocking. So I'm going to look for Twitchy Barracuda, mate.
Twitchy Barracuda.
Well, you fill in the time with some great content, I'd imagine.
See, that's stainless problem, steel.
You're a natural, right? Very, very funny man.
Thanks, man.
But as soon as someone says do something, it's difficult.
It's the pressure, isn't it? It's the pressure. It's the pressure. That's the problem.
And I'm really. I know. And you keep saying it's the pressure.
It's the pressure. That's what.
Sorry,
I've
not found Twitchy Barracuda. No. So that's not a band. But if you were thinking of calling your band Twat Appetizer, you can't. Someone has already taken Twat Appetizer.
What's a very common word with the metal band start with? So last week we had anal, and I think we had brain.
Yeah. What else? Blood?
Blood is a great one. How many bloods?
Oh, there'll be loads. I mean, this means you're going to have to fill time again, Joel.
Okie dokes. I mean, it's stainless steel. Stainless steel.
Right, are you
steel.
Ready? I've got the bloods. Here we go. How many bloods do you think there are?
I reckon
there's so many I can't be bothered to count them.
I reckon it's going to be... I'll count them as you go through them.
Joel, this is actually going to take like ten minutes.
Okay, there's too many bloods.
Let's start reading the bloods.
Okay.
And if people are into it, we can come back to it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll try and count them.
Here we go. Right, I mean...
Stainless steel, though, Ed. Seriously.
Okay. Blood.
Great.
Just call blood.
How many bloods? Just one.
Just one blood.
Just one blood.
By the way, I was looking through this book earlier.
Sounds like we're on one extra.
Okay, blood.
Okay, just one blood.
I was looking through the book earlier, and it amused me that there were four bands called Deja Vu.
Just the same band.
Very similar, at least. Blood and Time, Blood Angel, Blood Asylum, Blood Circuit, Blood Clot, Blood Conquest, Blood Count Zero, Blood Coven, Blood Covenant, Blood Covered, Blood Cult, The Blood Divine, Blood Drenched, Blood Dries Black, Blood Drive, Blood Duster, Blood Eagle, Blood Emanation, Blood Emperor, Blood Farmers, Blood Feast, Blood for Blood, Blood for Glory, Blood for the Breed, Blood Freak, Blood from Above, Blood from the Breed, Blood from the Soul, Blood Gnome, Blood Haven, Blood Hunt, Blood Island Raiders, Blood 4, in Roman numerals. Blood Karma Foundation, Blood Legacy, Blood Lust, Blood Magic, Blood Mason, Blood Money, Blood O'Mary, Blood Oath, Blood Obsession, Blood of Cain, Blood of Christ. And that's two columns, and it goes on for another six columns.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of bloods, guys.
Wow, that is crazy blood.
Bloods. They're all good, though.
They're great. There was no sort of ones that stuck out, and I was like, wow, that's hilarious.
Caroline has emailed in with possible band names for us. I think people want us to start a band.
They do want us to start a band.
I don't know what sort of music it would be, because it would be you going, I'm so sad, and me just stood at the back, just smashing the shit out of a drum. Here's some potential band names. Hazardous Waste, but she spelt waste as in, like, thing you put a belt around.
Oh, I like it.
Rather than... Because there is a sort of 80s throwback crossover hardcore thrash band called Municipal Waste.
Spelt
normally.
W-A-S-T-E.
Yeah. Horsepower, but spelt like... I mean, she seems to have gone down the route of a pun, which isn't necessarily what we're after.
It's great. I mean, I like that.
Fallation Nation.
Fallation Nation. Imagine an entire nation just based on fallation.
Fallation Nation sounds like some sort of like crazy club night. Facts from Stalin. I like that. That's my favourite. Door Jam. The Diaphragms. OA Hole. Oh no, CIA Hole.
CIA Hole.
I'm not sure. I mean, that's very 80s. Ballpoint aneurysm dental amendment.
That's great.
I'm gonna
like that a lot.
So are you boys gonna start a band? Well, we fucking are now, Caroline, with ballpoint aneurysm dental amendment. I'm into that shit. We got a caller.
We've got a caller. His name is Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
You're right, Gary.
You sound very tentative.
Oh, sorry.
You sound you sound lovely. You just sound lovely, Gary.
Where are you calling from, Gary?
Thank you. I beg your pardon.
Whereabouts are you calling from?
Norwich.
Lovely. How's things in Norwich today?
Nice raining.
So that's nice for Norwich, is it? Just raining. Gary?
Hello
mate.
Can you hear us, Gary?
No, not really.
Oh no.
We'll attempt to struggle through the call anyway. Have you got a rock story for us, Gary? Have you got a scream?
Rock stories. Do you know the Smiths?
I do know the Smiths,
yes.
Yeah.
Which is a funny band name anyway.
I mean, it is. It's the most common surname in Britain.
That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
is that the reason why it's funny, do you think? Is it an ironic name?
I beg your pardon?
Do you think the Smiths, they're called the Smiths? Because they thought...
Yes, they are, yes.
Oh, was that the reason why they thought they were representing the biggest family in Britain, essentially?
It's a funny name because it's the most normal name.
I mean, I suppose it is, yeah. I mean, I like that. I'm surprised no one else has sort of followed on from it and, you know, been called sort of... I can't think of another... What's another common name, Ed?
Jones?
John Smith.
Jones. The Jones.
The Jones.
Would be a great one. If me and you, Gary, we could start up a band, we could be called The Jones and follow on from The Smiths.
I'm Gary Black.
You're Gary Black?
Whereabouts in Norwich do you live, Gary Black?
Just on the coast.
Just on the coast? That's nice.
That's
Norfolk,
so
Norfolk coast, it's near Norwich, in between.
What's your rock story, Gary Black?
It was a funny name. I was doing a funny name.
But the Smiths?
Sorry.
The Smiths. But then Joe said the Joneses, which I think is...
Joel. It's Joel.
Joel.
Yeah, it's all right, mate. Don't worry. It's fine.
Is it not Joe?
No, it's Joel, J-O-E-L.
Ed and Joe.
Is it Joel? Joel, yeah. I mean, I know it's not as common as the Smiths, but...
Are you enjoying the show today, Gary?
Is your name Joel Smith?
No, my name's not... No, it's Joel Domit.
Joel Jones, sorry. Oh, Joel...
No, it's not even Jones. I was just saying, hypothetically, if we were to set up a band, we should go for another very common name. And Jones, I think, is a very common name.
I thought your name was Jones.
No, it's Joel Domit, which I don't think is very common at all. I think if we were called the Domits, then...
No, rubbish.
So is that what you had to say for today, Gary, that... That you just the Smiths is a funny name.
Trying to think now if I have another story about.
Have you got? Can you do a nice rock scream for us? Or something?
Yeah, I'd love that to come from you, Gary Black. Did you know the first girl I ever kissed was called Holly Black? Do you know her?
Holly Black? No, I don't know. Where is she from?
She's from Bristol. She was a lovely lady. I kissed her and I wanted to be with her forever. And so until fairly recently, I thought the phrase, once you go black, you don't go back, was about Holly Black.
I live in Norwich.
Well, thanks very much for calling, Gary. Maybe call in another time as well, if you've got anything more to add.
I've thought of one.
Go on. Go on then, Gary.
It's a gig.
Yeah.
This would have been... When would it have been? So seven.
Get your facts ready, Gary, before you tell the story, mate.
Come on.
88.
88, okay.
No, it couldn't. No, it was earlier than that. 88.
Are you from Norwich, Gary? Because you,
No.
Where were you from originally? Northwest
Blackburn.
Or
Blackburn?
All right. Yeah.
I mean,
Adam and the Ants. But it wasn't the band. It wasn't with the band. It was Adam Ant on his own. But he had Marco. It was in Adam and the Ants.
Right.
In the band as well.
Yeah.
So the original band, there were four of them. But then Adam Ant from Adam and the Ants went on his own.
Yeah.
But Marco, who was also in Adam and the Ants, he was one of the ants, if you like.
Yeah.
He carried on with him.
Yeah.
With Adam Ant.
Yeah.
So it was, the concert was just called Adam Ant.
But it had Marco from
Marco.
But Marco was there playing the guitar.
Yeah.
And I remember saying that day, this is Adam and the Ant.
Right.
Because the original band was Adam and the Ant.
Yeah.
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 And I said, this is Adam and the Ant. This is.
Who did you say that to, Gary?
Who else was there?
It was just called Adam Ant.
Were you telling anyone else, or was it just...
I told my wife.
You told your wife?
You still
Mrs. Black?
Ex-wife, sorry. Getting trouble for that all the time.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll speak to you another time, mate.
It's a pleasure, mate.
Nah.
Do you want
to... Thanks, Gary,
mate. Do you want to give us a scream before you go?
No.
Okie dokie.
Bye, mate. Gary. Lovely to speak to Gary Black.
Gary Black from Norwich. What a lovely man.
Really didn't sound like he was from Norwich.
No.
Andy, I think we're going to need a song after that call.
I think absolutely. This is one of yours, mate. This is one of yours.
What is it?
This is War by System of a Down.
Sweet.
I'm Dead Gamble.
And I'm Joel Vomit.
And together we are
Dead Vomit.
That's our jingle that we really still enjoy playing.
Oh, it's great fun, that.
Oh, so and that was my scream. We got Simon Fielder has arrived, guys.
Hello!
Very
Simon
exciting.
Fielder, fellow FUBAR DJ.
Yeah, just coming in on my day off.
Rock fan.
It's the sort of the most incestuous station possible now, isn't it? Just everyone just cross-pollinates
it
each
is.
Other's
yes.
shows.
What's nice...
sustaining.
We just don't need to get any approval for you as a guest because they know you know what you're doing. So.
Yeah, true, actually.
Yeah.
Pro.
You even just
seat.
You know where the studio is. I don't even have to tell you, like, wait outside and call me.
I literally
Bullshit.
Know the code for the door to get in.
Exactly.
So much easier.
That's all it takes.
I don't think I even know the code.
Pre-approved.
They wouldn't give me the code, but I watched someone come in.
Yeah.
And then I took that code into my
little
eyes.
Little spy. Nice. You're a rock fan.
I love rock music, mate. I'm so excited that you invited me in.
I feel like you are on my camp. I mean,
yeah.
I think we're both you
are,
camp.
Yeah,
both
you are both camp.
We're
yeah.
both definitely in the camp in terms of music.
I offhand mentioned that we'd played Fightstar today, expecting some sort of backup from you, and you got quite excited because you like Fightstar, right?
I do really like Fightstar.
Yes, come on, Simon Fielder.
I think that one album with Floods on it is
yeah.
a great album.
It's a great album.
I know it's basically like really Deftonesy, and that's what they want to do. But like, I think it's got some great songs on it.
I think it's lovely.
I don't think we should be saying Fightstar and Deftones in the same sentence.
I'll tell you,
unless the sentence is Deftones shit all over Fightstar.
There's quite a sad story I remember about when Fightstar were at the Kerrang Awards once,
yeah.
and Chino Moreno was there as well from Deftones, and apparently Charlie gave him a Fightstar CD.
Right.
And then about 10 minutes later, like, someone went into the room where they were and the CD was just left, like, on
the
side.
Oh, that's the saddest thing I've ever
heard. Really sad. Because I will 100% stand by them. I like that album. I like what they do. It's a shame they broke up.
I was very similarly. I mean, I did a gig for famous people called Off the Curb. So people who, you know, there's a huge agency. People very much want to get their attention. And I was doing a gig for them. And a comedian that people... He's a comedian, and he
sure, we're all comedians, mate.
He went. He
Joe,
came
what is this story going to be? Because you are spending a long time sort of setting this up. Okay. Do we need all the? Do we need to know it was for Off the Curb? I mean, is this your way of getting on the radio and going, "I get booked by Off the Curb"?
Yeah,
is
that what? I don't.
It's not about them. But I feel like I need them. Right, right.
Because we're just thinking, how do you get that gig?
Yeah, who books that?
Yeah, do you have the email?
Is it one of the uni ones? That's like a different person.
How long do they take to pay? You know, this is everything we need to know.
So,
is it cash on the night?
I was at this gig. I was hanging out, and then someone came into the gig and put their own self-made DVD on the table.
A comedian.
A comedian.
Right.
Right.
It's incredible.
And so we were kind of all like, "Oh, hey, how's it going?" He's like, "I thought I'd just leave this here, guys," and then sort of left. And everyone was just looking at this like self-made DVD, and we were just like,
"Straight
oh.
away."
What do we do with that?
Well, obviously watch it and then make fun of it for ages afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and have in-jokes with all your secret comedian chums about how bad that person is for trying their hardest.
Trying their hardest, wait 2 years.
Can't believe you forgot that was me, man.
You look different back then. You're old,
Ed. He's lost so much weight.
Fitz has emailed in saying, "I love the blood-based song I Come Blood by Cannibal Corpse." Cannibal Corpse are a good band, but I maintain that a lot of the people like them because of their hilarious covers and disgusting song titles.
T-shirts,
yeah, good T-shirts. We discussed this in them. You like bands, Simon, with sort of intelligible lyrics, don't you? You like lyrics that you can hear
a little bit. Yeah, we had this chat, didn't we? Yeah. When we were having a little bonding session
having
over metal.
We're having a WhatsApp bonding session.
Yeah,
guys, and I was can you like, not do that without
do you
me?
Want to come to Slam Dunk Festival with me? And you were like, "I don't like any of those." I like you, but I'm not going to spend the day listening to metalcore bands I don't like.
Well, I'm going to Temples Festival next weekend.
What happens there?
Loads of stuff on the Sunday. I'm going on the Sunday. Clutch.
Okay.
Doom Riders, Oathbreaker, Beast Milk, Herder.
I was on board with Clutch, and then I sort of.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
I'm like, I own one Clutch album.
How can you only own one Clutch album?
I'm not super into them.
Exactly. What album is it?
I think was it the self-titled Clutch album?
No, you don't want to get that. You want to? I can't believe I'm doing this 2 weeks in a row. You've got to start with Blast Tyrant, then
that's it. It's Blast Tyrant,
right? Well, it's one of the best albums ever made.
Thank you very much.
Earth Rocker is the next one you've got to go.
I mean, I was fine, but you know, I prefer Fight Star, guys.
Imagine
saying that to Ed.
In a way, I'm stood on the wrong side of the desk. Like, I'm stood next to Ed.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being attacked from all angles. Right.
It's a pincer maneuver.
You're just there, yeah.
Who should we be checking out then? Who's your bands at the moment?
Well, what was I listening to? I was listening to Memphis May Fire on the way here. They're pretty standard metalcore.
Yeah.
Probably not for you. Bit of screaming.
I don't mind a bit of screaming now and again.
Yeah, screaming and then singing. I went to see a band called Hands Like Houses last week.
Hands Like Houses?
Australian. They're on Rise Records.
That's a great name.
You need to know. Yeah. What else have I been listening to? There's this British band called Empire that I really like at the moment. They're sort of...
We're gonna check all of this out. This is the great thing about this show. We can recommend people stuff, and then we can also look in my book here, All Known Metal Bands.
It's an amazing book,
which is simply a list of every single metal
is it real?
Band
Are
ever.
They real?
Yeah. They're all
oh
real.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
We found some absolute. I mean, Twat Appetizer was the one we just found.
Absolutely great. Just out of interest, Simon, which one do you think is fake out of these? Planet AIDS, Penis Leech, or Shaft Triangle? Which one's a fake one?
Two of them are real.
Shaft Triangle.
Oh, it is the fake one.
Yeah, that is the fake
out.
One.
Wow.
Does stick out. But it's real.
And where would you think, if you could work out where Penis Leech were from in the world, what would you suggest?
Scandinavia.
No, Italy.
So close.
We may as well do mine if we're going to... Let's do yours, mate. You guys can both play. So I've done the same thing here. I've got two real bands, one fake band.
Nice.
Menstrual Garbage. Shit in a Skull, all one word.
Good to Google.
And Pussy Vibes. So, Menstrual Garbage, Shit in a Skull, and Pussy Vibes.
I really want to be in Pussy Vibes.
I mean, Ed gets Pussy Vibes from me every time we do this show.
When you put Fight Star on, that's the
that's the general vibe. I think Pussy Vibes is the fake one because I think that's immediately where Ed's mind would have gone. He would have gone like, "Oh, let's think of a fader." Pussy Vibes.
Pussy Vibes.
I'm going to go for Shit in a Skull.
In the same way that I went for Shaft Triangle.
Yeah.
And the fake band is... Bit of tension. Shit in the Skull.
Yes! Oh, damn it!
Although I think that's quite a good name.
It's too meta.
One word shit. Yeah, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Pussy Vibes. We're going to need to find out
well
more about
that.
Pussy
Let's
vibes.
Find out more about Pussy Vibes.
Them. What are Pussy Vibes going to be?
How many bands start with Pussy?
Right, that's a good. We tried to do. We tried to list
Pussy Riot.
All of the
Pussy Riot's in there.
I'm not sure they're going to be in here. I think
when was this book
bit...
printed?
A while ago. I've had it for a few years.
It's bloody mate! What a coffee table treat that
great,
is.
Great, incredible. Great book.
Although it might put you, some of the names might put you off your coffee. quite frankly, there's some horrible stuff. Although there is a band called Mother Goose.
What was the name of your band that you were in when you were a kid, Simon Fielder?
Shade.
Shade.
Yeah,
that was it. Shade.
Basic.
Like it. You know, it's something that everyone needs when you're in the desert.
Yes!
That's it, isn't it? It's just helpful.
Well, just it just
helpful.
Stops your eyes getting blinded when you've got a lamp.
You know what? When sunshine becomes too much.
Yeah. I think this was, you know, in the days before... Well, not before Google, but when it wasn't so important to be able to, like, immediately find a band on Google.
Yeah.
When a band called A could exist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because yeah. You imagine when you type
now,
in A, nothing...
No, I can't find it.
Did you mean A...
Did you mean
everything else?
Called?
Do you think is that one of the reasons they split up? Because
the internet,
because the internet got invented.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Daniel P. Carter is king of the rock
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
And Jason Perry and produces bands.
Really?
Does he?
Yeah. Fact. Co-writes, does that sort of thing.
The bands come in and they go, oh, what does he want? What does he want? And he goes, give me some nuts, give me some skin, and he ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
Just that. I mean, that's
wow.
Only
that
Pussy
a...
Lover and Pussy Vibes, guys.
Really
those
went
are only...
in,
we're definitely getting
bit,
Pussy
then.
Vibes.
Yeah, I did. I was just sort of just trying to find.
You really went into the book.
I was really just hunting for some pussy in. In that big old book.
I think Pussy Vibes might be a good Edinburgh show title or biography.
Yeah.
Pussy Vibes.
Pussy Vibes
is torn
great.
Apart
it's
in
great.
Edinburgh. He turned up.
Be incredible.
With
it?
A Z, yeah. Maybe? Pussy
yes.
Vibes?
Actually, they might be my rap rock band.
Yes.
Yeah. Jess has emailed in saying, have you heard of the band colon open bracket or the Bedwetting Bad Boys? Can I play the hurdy-gurdy in your band? You're very welcome to, Jess. I've never heard of colon open bracket or the Bedwetting Boys. They sound more like sort of size sort of thing, the Bedwetting Boys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's potentially the other title of my autobiography. But, so, that one's sort of the early years, and then it goes on to Pussy Vibes.
Yeah, and then back to...
late 20s, and then back to...
Yeah, Bedwetting Old Dude.
Old Boys, yeah.
Bedwetting Old Boys.
Yeah.
Now, after the next song, Simon, you're going to help us play our section and little game called "I Beg Your Pardon."
Mm. Well, I'm intrigued.
We're gonna play a track. Well, I think we should have a what track have we got.
What would you?
Next?
I mean, I can put it out to you guys. What would you prefer? We've got Thrice, we've got Limp Bizkit, or we've got Valiant Thor. I know which
now,
one
what,
I would put.
I mean, we've just what have we just had though?
We just had War System of a Down.
Oh, and see, that was technically one of my tracks, so I think we should probably get Thrice out of the way.
Come on, mate.
I like Thrice.
Thrice
in the Ambulance.
What a great album.
Solid, mate.
Right, well, let's put on
this
some...
This is my favourite show I've ever been on.
Yes, come on.
Let's put on Thrice, guys.
When I was a kid, I used to... I had a car, right? And this is a classic start to a story. And
going to an off-the-curb gig.
I was going to the off-the-curb gig. So basically, right...
Designated driver.
I was like quite a sort of a boy racer. Right, I had like a,
no,
I had a Citroen
Astra.
Saxo.
Oh, God.
Right, I had a Citroen Saxo 1.6 VTR.
You're too
right.
Nice to be a boy racer. Just yeah, grinning all the way.
Just really, like, I had the lights under my car, and then the alloys, and then I had like a proper bass, like the subwoofer in the back. But I used to just play Thrice really loud. So everyone else would be like I didn't really go to rallies and stuff.
Yeah.
But I had friends that had their cars around, and they'd be like, boom, 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 boom. And I'd just be like, it was amazing, proper loud. This isn't a great example of it. This is quite a slow song, but I'll just...
Why do you keep picking slow versions of stuff?
Because I know you're going to pick the, you know...
I would have thought you would like Thrice, Ed. Are they right, not?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not really... I'm not that...
We're really
not
punky
that
early on.
With them, so we'll have a listen.
Open your fucking ears, then.
Right. This is...
To open my ears.
Yeah.
Quite a recent
and
album.
Open my butt,
quite
maybe.
A recent album. I really like this. This is
the game
Treading Paper.
That.
Here we go. All my life, treading okay, guys, thoughts.
Right, Joel. now, straight in. Last week, I was willing to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You played Silverchair,
which I thought was fine. It was
Simon
all right.
Fielder likes Silverchair.
I know, of course he does. I'm not looking to Simon Fielder for any backup now.
Frog Stomp is a great album.
Right. We'll make it up to you.
No.
Actually, that's busted. I think we added 1,000 years onto it accidentally.
We live underwater.
Oh no, Charlie Simpson's doing
right, so you played Silverchair. What else did you play last week? Bush, you played last week.
Played some Bush.
Loves Bush.
So, and I was quite open to it. I quite enjoyed it. You know, I was like, it's nice to listen to that sort of thing now and again. The Fight Star, I mean, that was one of the slowest songs.
I agree. I could have picked a better Thrice song.
I did. I sort of was bigging them up before you played that, and then I was like, this is not the best example.
You don't like them anymore,
picked, do you? It was very MORAOR, wasn't it?
I mean,
it was very meh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
What I would say is dig out, you know, if you
old school
Artists in the Ambulance.
But then you, it's great. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I feel like I've really not represented Thrice in a perfect way.
Well, luckily, Mackie has texted in to save the day with a rock and roll anecdote. Working backstage at Live 8, I may have accidentally vomited on Joss Stone.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That's pretty rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we've all vomited on Joss Stone, haven't we?
I think we all remember when she first came out that
we all did quite a little bit of vomiting on her, didn't we? Oh no!
This is filthy. This isn't filthy if you're not here, Simon. You've walked in and made it absolute dirt for everyone.
I don't know if you've heard the other show that you're on this station. That basically,
it's very pleasant. The Peacock and Gamble show is very, very pleasant.
It's not mucky at all, is it?
No, it's sexy.
It's sexy. Yeah,
I'd agree with
sexy.
Me
tone.
Yeah, it's nice. Can you do? What's your screaming? Were you the singer? Were you the singer in Shade?
I was the singer. Yeah, but we were sort of an alt rock. There wasn't really a lot of screaming. It was before screaming.
Very.
If you got really angsty?
Yeah. Do you know? I always wanted to have that sort of voice that could break a little bit, like Vedder. I just wanted to be Vedder.
Yeah.
Like I had the sort of like, when I could never get the guttural. Like Scott Stapp from Creed.
Wow.
Oh.
I think, because I think we should make a super group.
I can't believe Creed have been fucking mentioned on the show.
I love their first album as well.
Oh.
Really? I mean, I didn't like Creed.
Didn't like Creed.
That was I drew the line. Creed. But
what about Nick? You may as well like Nickelback if you like Creed.
Not a fan of Nickelback.
Do you know what? Creed, to their credit, it's quite sort of metally.
Yeah.
In parts. I don't know if you like, do you like Alter Bridge?
Not really. I know the most recent album was pretty heavy.
They're sort of classic, you know, metal, riffy metal. And early Creed was like that. Before it was when it was all. That was a bit of
Did anyone catch the new Avril Lavigne track?
Yes, I vomited over it.
It's the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. It's called Hello Kitty.
Oh really?
And she's done up in the full sort of colourful Japanese gear.
I'm
and
just
it's
saying hello to the old band Kitty.
Kawaii! It's genuinely awful, isn't it? I mean, go
awful.
And look it
it's
up
like
now.
Someone looked through my internet search history and made a video of it. She's even wearing those like tights that look like stockings. It's like, oh, this is awful, but I'm definitely watching all of it. I can't look away. And she also speaks Japanese in a quite weird way.
Right, like... Yeah, we discovered this.
Is this all right, guys?
We discovered this recently.
Just going to dip our toes into this. I think Minefield, it seems safe.
Me and Simon Fielder both do very different sort of oriental accents.
Definitely can't say that.
Can't say that?
Oriental. You see that lad moved down the road?
Oriental lad
moved in down the road. We'll say it's a food, innit? Yesterday we yesterday we had the producer of this show in the show I couldn't do yesterday, the Peacock and Gamble show, so it was Ray Peacock and Charlie Baker. Nat, the producer, came in and said she said chinky on the air. And that is true. Nat, is that not true? It's true. She said it.
That's full racism,
right?
I think.
And now we've got you coming in here and saying Oriental. You can't do that, man.
Well.
That's as bad as those cartoon cats. The we are Siamese if we please.
Oh, I thought you meant Samurai Pizza Cats.
No, no, that is a reference I've not heard for a long time. Yeah, along with Creed. I mean, you're bringing back loads. What are the Oriental lads?
The old Oriental Pizza Cats.
Anyway, I feel like we're straying into territory we shouldn't be treading in.
Just like the Pizza Cats.
Now, I think the next song is going to remedy all the shit that you've brought today, Joel.
Okay,
but I think it's also a really good opportunity to play. Yes. I beg your pardon.
Very excited about this game.
Now, if you were listening last week, you know that we played something called I Beg Your Pardon, where I played Joel a Napalm Death track, and he had to work out what the lyrics were, or at least some of the lyrics. We gave him 1 point for one correct word, and we gave him 5 points for two correct words in a row.
Wow.
And we gave him 10 points for three correct words in a row, and it just goes
great
up.
Great scoring system.
Goes up like that. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, you worked it out, haven't you?
So we're going to do this now. We're going to do it with a longer song.
Yeah.
It's a great song. It's the Black Dahlia Murder.
Very
the song
excited.
Is Control. Maybe play along at home and email in with any words you might recognise. But it's a fucking cracking song. No. So let's get this on. I apologise, Simon. It's not your sort of thing. But okay. Get your pen ready.
How many do you think you're going to get, by the way, Simon?
Oh, am I playing as well?
Yeah, you're playing as well. We're going to see. Do you want some paper?
Yes, please. I'd love
right,
some.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to go for two.
Two points.
Just any words in the entire song.
Yeah, so you're saying you're going to get two words right?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot low.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you and
okay.
the
right.
and all of that sort of thing. Just like recognisable words, like sort of lyrical content.
Okay.
That's what I'm after.
I'm up okay. for the challenge.
Right. By the way, Joel, just to let you know, Nikita Sanger's tweeted and said, I've never really been into metal, but at Joel Dommett is converting me with the slower stuff.
Yes, that's what I
Nikita,
wanted.
Nikita, if you listen to Fight Star and Thrice,
gateway.
That particular Thrice song, it's not a gateway. It's not a
it
gateway.
Is,
to,
it
it's
is.
Not a gateway to anything
it's
but a worse life.
Give it 3 weeks. You'll be listening to 36 Crazy Fists.
I genuinely was going to put 36 Crazy Fists on.
Right, put on Black Dahlia Murder.
Love them.
Bitterness
Nikita,
of the Star.
Come
what
on.
An album.
Nikita, get ready. This is Black Dahlia Murder. Control.
Wow, that was Black Dahlia Murder.
Control. What?
Control. Incredible.
So it's
incredible.
The song's called Control. I don't feel like I can give you the word control.
Okay.
I beg your pardon.
The best thing out of that, I didn't even get control. So.
So we're playing I Beg Your Pardon. Joel Dommett and Simon Fielder are now going to try and guess as many... No, guess, or they've
guess.
Worked out as many lyrics from that song as possible. That's from the Black Dahlia Murder's latest album, Ever Black, by the way.
Nice,
which is
nice.
A great album. What, and also features a song called Phantom Limb Masturbation.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah.
I like that. How can you get more than black? Ever black. That's
just
how
forever, I'm ever it's black. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, go for it.
I'll go first. There's two words that was simple, I think.
Yeah.
I think we both know that.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's quite hard. I came out at some point. I mean, that's probably the least
just
metal.
Team.
Just
I
team.
Do, yeah. What, at what point do you think they would go, we are a team.
Go team.
You're like, there's no I team.
I'm going to let you know there is no mention
Shit.
Of team or
this
teams.
This is okay, we need to add that as well. If you guess something that's not on it, you lose a point.
Well, you've just done yourself.
I mean,
really
I shouldn't have said that.
Good
but,
rule. Yeah.
But it's
Joel's
a good rule.
Joel's on minus one.
Right. Are we taking turns?
I think we should take
turns.
Take turns.
Are you scoring?
Yeah, okay. Right, can I do it? I'll do it. Right,
Joel's on minus one because he suggested
Joel.
Team.
Minus one.
So did you deliberately skip the ones that you thought we would both get?
No.
Oh, okay. So I'll just do those.
Yeah, you do.
And they're probably wrong anyway.
Oh, damn it. It's surrender now,
surrender
right?
Surrender now, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surrender now. But yeah, that's correct. Surrender
okay.
now.
We've both got that.
Five points each.
5 points each. I'm on minus four.
No,
all
you're
right.
not on minus four, Joel.
Is that right?
No.
Plus four.
More of an artsy brain yeah. than a maths brain.
I'm just so
Simon's
creative.
Simon's on five.
All right,
Simon's
here's my first official guess.
Okay.
Fear of the bitterness.
Oh.
See, what's nice is that you've sort of thought of something. You thought you might have heard it and sort of improvised around it as to what it might
paraphrase.
Be in that song. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say there's no fear of the bitterness, but there is fear.
Right.
So that gets one point.
Okay.
1 point. Simon is on six now.
Yes.
Someone is on six.
Where did I get bitterness from?
Bitterness. And it's, again, quite a rock. I just really fear the bitterness, guys.
Seems like the sort of thing he would be fearful of. With the old, you know, murder and everything.
He's actually talking about almonds. When you eat raw almonds, there's just always one bitter one, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, good point. Good point.
Right, next, I'm going to go for One by One.
A very strong rock lyric, that.
Strong.
One by one.
In what
it could be in there.
And I mean, in what context?
If it's up there, I'll give you the money myself.
it's a famous rock and Noah lyric.
So if one by one was in there, you'd be getting 10 points, wouldn't you? Whoa.
10 points, yeah.
One by one's in there, Joel.
Yes! Oh my God! He's taking the lead.
Come on!
By your maths reckoning, you're on -20 now.
Is this QI?
So minus
this couldn't
a plus
be
four.
Any further
so
than
I'm on 20. I'm a no, I'm on 10. I'm 14. I'm on 14.
Right, amazing.
I don't think I'm going to win based on Joel's maths at this point.
I did maths GCSE. I've got pi tattooed on my arm.
Of course you have. Weird man.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
How do you?
Yes, I'm so excited about
this.
That.
I'm going out on a limb with this one.
Okay, a phantom limb masturbation.
Yes, we built this world. Four words. I could have imagined three of them again.
It's not in there. Again. But I know what lyric you've mistaken it for. I'm sorry. It's not in there.
Wow.
That does sound very hymnish.
We built this world. We built this world on melodic death metal.
It'd be like, if it was a lyric, it'd be like, we built this world and smash it to fireworks.
Yeah, whereas if it was him, it would be like, we built this world on hearts.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a fight style lyric, isn't it? That's in there. So Simon, nothing on that. Nothing. Does he get nothing on that one?
Nothing.
Okay.
Zero.
Right.
Oh no,
next?
Hang on. It's
do
wrong.
We get minus points now?
Hang on. So it was we.
Oh
we
yeah,
built
he guessed
this
it.
Well, four minus four.
Minus four. Man. Simon Field is on two now. I am on 14.
This is hard.
Okay. Right. I'm going to throw this one out there. Left. I mean, now I've read it. It's definitely not in there. This doesn't even make sense. Left is forgotten.
Right. So what? So what you mean? The left is forgotten.
I mean, he just loves the right.
He's just summing up the plot of The Man with One Red Shoe.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe it's some sort of political statement.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
You know.
And what I'm trying to do is I'm scanning through the lyrics just to see if I can give you forgotten. Or left, but I don't think I can. I can't see that anywhere.
No.
So sorry, mate.
Shit,
this is a really hard game.
Once I leave, so that minus 10 points.
No, -2.
-2 points.
-2. Have you got any more suggestions?
I've got 12. I've just got one left.
Sigh.
I had Now We Try.
Oh, bear in mind at this point.
You think this is a really uplifting song, don't you?
Now we try and we'll build a home and one by one we'll go.
This is the best team I've ever been in. One by one we built this world.
So that's what Feistyle lyrics are like. They're well nice.
I mean, it sounds like a dark song, but it's actually very uplifting, it turns out.
So what was your guess there?
Now we try.
No, there's no try.
There's only do.
There's a now, but I don't feel like. Go on, I'll give you
Come
one
on,
for
give
now.
Me one.
I'll give
one.
You one for now.
Simon
Field
is on three.
Okay, so.
Have you got any left, Simon?
I wrote With Arms Wide Open. But since there's points on offer, I'm not submitting
okay.
that.
No,
okay.
I've got one left, and essentially I've already won anyway.
Imagine if you reel off the full lyrics.
Yeah. And it's. I'm just going to go with World. At some point, I felt like he said world.
Yeah, but I would have, if you'd
I
been
said
listening.
World earlier,
oh,
I?
You said world.
We built this world, and I would have.
I think I would
have
given
him a point.
I think
for
you
world.
Should be 10 points off, probably, for Joel, for not listening.
Yeah, I think that's correct. 10 points off for not listening.
Guys.
I love that you just take that.
Not even
so
us.
Simon's on three.
Yeah.
I'm on two.
Oh,
so close to the end. Well, yeah, you nearly had it, didn't you?
Just to give you an example of the sort of lyrics you missed out on. Suspended in vegetative throes, animated fuck dolls, warm bodies with holes. So,
wow.
So,
I mean,
check that out. Ever Black Dahlia Murder.
We built a house, right?
So yeah, that's basically we built a world. It's their own little world, isn't it? It's just not a particularly grubby world.
A fuck doll's house.
Yeah, a fuck doll's house. The whole front door swings away. The whole back door. Amelia's texted in saying, I've put the show on in my hairdressers because I don't want to miss it by going to work. I can confirm that I can't speak, especially that it's going down well, especially with the some Purple Rinse clients.
Well, purple rinses are in now. It's probably kids getting that, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's probably 21 year olds. I don't want it to end. You're making Epsom rock. Well, that's not a difficult thing to do.
Is that like Brighton rock? But it's made of horse hooves.
Love that, lovely, lovely work.
Epsom seems great.
The derby there, isn't there?
Of Epsom events. Caroline's emailed in with a wonderful picture. I want to try and work out how to get this on the Twitter. Can you tweet it to us on @FooBarRadio, Caroline? She said, "Oh goodness! Whilst researching band names for your new proto-junk funk thrash metal fusion project, I came across this. Wow, just wow! And it is a photo from, I'd say, probably the 80s." Or maybe late 70s of a band, and the guitarist and bassist are wearing t-shirts of that band, and they are called Turds of Misery.
Wow.
Want to have a look at that there, Joel.
Oh, well, that is great.
A beautiful photo that deserves to be shared, quite frankly.
And they invented emo.
I mean, is there any happy turds?
Yeah, I do. Like, if you do a really big one that completely empties you out,
that's the best, isn't it?
That's the best way to start a day, I'd say.
When you put the needle right back down to zero.
Yeah.
That's a treat.
I can eat anything now. I'm filling myself back up.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
That's the turds of happiness. Turds of misery is like...
When they just keep coming, when you're like, oh, second wave, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's like Pearl Harbor.
We talked a lot about shitting on this.
We have talked a lot about shitting, whereas you went on your other show, you talk a lot about sex. We just talk a lot about defecation.
Yeah, that's all I've got. That's all I've got, guys.
With It's Next Door is an absolute bloody classic. I think we're all going to collectively enjoy this.
It's going to bring us together.
This is a band that I saw very recently.
Okay, I know who it is.
And I'm sorry.
Is it going to infuriate me?
Simon Fielder, I went to see this band very recently at the Brixton place.
Bought the tickets?
Ed Gamble bought the tickets.
And couldn't go.
Couldn't go, because he was off being famous in America. And
somebody just sent me a text going, are you at Brixton Academy? I was like, no, why, what's happening? Just sent me a picture of him and James Acaster, like, we're at Limp Bizkit. I was like, oh, thanks, mate.
No, thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for that.
Supported by Crossfaith. Livid I missed them as well.
Yeah. Definitely would not have enjoyed seeing them. Luckily, I did see Bizkit at Sonisphere a couple of years ago.
Well, I'm seeing them this year.
This year, yeah, absolutely. So I think collectively, I mean, he came into the stands as well. He was stood there. He was great. He was there, like, looks a bit old, but he bloody went for it.
Yeah.
Wes Borland looks incredible now.
Was he got all ripped?
Like, super ripped and painted.
He's still painted.
Like, old school.
He's still doing his watercolours.
As he gets older, they are just going to turn into landscapes.
It's just a beautiful, like, a wagon train.
It's just, like, Turner-esque.
Yeah, a little stream, like a Bob Ross.
Just like, okay, I don't know the name of any watercolour painters, guys.
He's got a steam engine that's just going away into the darkness, like the Turner painting that famously, it's the end of the steam-based travel. And
this is a great way to intro Limp Bizkit song.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rock Show on FUBAR. I don't know whether this is a controversial choice of the Bizkit tune.
God, I hope it's counterfeit.
It's not counterfeit.
It's not on the first album, is it? Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
This'll do.
I went old school. I made that mistake with Thrice, and I went new, not with Limp Bizkit. Here we go. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the Rock Show on FUBAR. This is Joel Dommett, and we're here with Ed Gamble and indeed Simon Fielder, our guest for today. Hello, mate.
Hey.
Nice to have you in.
Thanks very much for having me in on the bloody Rock Show.
It's just nice. Just nice, isn't it? Just, you know, rock chats.
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
I used to hate them so much when I was younger, sort of slightly more. You know, I was a bit more sort of hardcore, a little bit more like a bit too.
Were you trying to be cool?
A bit too pure metal. I was trying to be cool to dislike them. But looking back on it, they've got some great tunes.
They're some great songs.
They're a party band. Although we've just had an email in from Andre in Durham saying, "All right, chaps, Fred Durst is a prick." So
straight to the point.
Well, straight there. You know,
classic Andre.
Say what you see. You
say what you like about Andre, but what I know about him, he's from Durham and he gets straight to the point.
He doesn't beat about the Rush. He doesn't beat about the Gavin Rossdale.
No. I mean, I saw them. maybe a couple of months ago. Simon Fielson missed it, but
couldn't make it
because there was the invite. Yeah, the invite situation.
Ed Gamble bought the tickets, so don't blame me, mate.
Right, yeah. So just trying to turn it on edge.
But you'll notice that meant that I couldn't go, so there was a spare ticket.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I wasn't in charge of who got that. I
got that call, didn't he? Switch,
I mean, I am
didn't
going.
Have a missed call on that day. So
no.
I've
no.
been under in a tunnel.
Fightstar are playing, and I was just wondering. you will get that call, however.
Dude,
you
it's
will
be get incredible.
I'm going to see. I just get in there quickly, if in case you're angry about this, you can probably come along. You're officially invited. I'm going to see Pulled Apart by Horses next week.
Okay, I think they're maybe a little bit too weird for me.
A bit weird.
They're a bit noisy, aren't they?
A bit noisy.
Yeah.
They're a rock band.
Yeah, they are a rock band. I think I have listened to them a little bit, but it's not one that stayed in a rotation.
Look,
I'll give him another try, though.
Look, don't throw the invite back in my face. All right, look, this is all this is literally just me and Alfie Brown are going to see Pulled Apart.
Alfie's going as well.
Yeah,
didn't throw it my way either. This is unbelievable. Right. I think my friends.
Oh, I am going incredible. To see Chocolate Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in the West End. I'm just wondering whether you do all
yes,
this other love.
I'd love to.
I love. I almost missed out on the Chocolate and the Charlie Factory, which is
very
like,
different show.
It's the band Chocolate, and they're just doing loads of cocaine.
At the end of the month, I'm going to see Gladiator at the Royal Albert Hall. They're showing Gladiator on a big screen. They've got a live orchestra playing the score.
Yeah,
so
I did that for Star Trek. It was amazing.
You did it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do
you
it.
Played
I did,
the whole thing.
I did the entire thing.
Just you on the spoons.
Star Wars? Did you mean?
No, it was actually Star Trek, the new Star Trek movie.
Oh, the new one. Okay,
new Star Trek. It was great.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was amazing.
I mean, you're welcome to come. So
it's, oh, I just don't just have to like feel obliged to just invite me to stuff because I haven't got
anything
to do.
For my dad's birthday.
Yes,
but it might be a bit awkward. Me
and Mr. G haven't hung out in a while. I think that'd be lovely. I think he would be delighted.
It'd be
to
nice
see
to catch.
There.
If anything, it'd be annoying that there's a show on.
Yeah.
Just
maybe
have
him
a chat.
And I just meet up before for a couple of jars.
Of jam.
Yes.
Just full jars of jam.
He loves my jam.
Right. Thank you, Simon.
So basically, when I was at this Limp Bizkit concert, I agree with him. He was like squirting water on this woman in the front row and just saying that, like, he said something about titties. He said something like, "I want to take that T-shirt off you" or something like that.
He's just an
really
old dude
creepy.
Now. As
he's
well,
just an so old man in a shorts and a backwards hat.
Yeah,
mm.
But great tunes.
Did they sound good?
They sounded good. They sounded great. Yeah. I had more to do with Wes Borland sounding amazing than anything else, really. Mm. I mean, he sounded fine, but it's more Wes Borland is the, you know, he's the motor of that car.
Mm.
Just like, you know, Ed is definitely the sort of heart of this radio
car.
Show.
You're more of the John Otto of the show.
Yeah.
That is that's a pretty niche Bizkit reference. Well, you're more the DJ Lethal.
Yeah.
That's it. I was trying to. Sam Riverland?
Yes. Yeah.
Sam Rivers?
And Simon Fielder is the Matthews Bridge, and we are just crossing over that. So many niche references here on Fubar Radio Rock Show.
I mean, if you're a rock fan and you've tuned into
you
the
know
show,
this.
It's basically
you know.
Jizz City. Like, yeah. This is incredible. If I was listening to this, I'd be like, finally!
They but understand me.
This is what Kerrang Radio should be.
What is... I've never heard Kerrang Radio. Can we...
It's good tunes and boring DJs.
Right, okay.
Well,
if you're listening, Kerrang, I'm available.
When I put Fightstar on, it is exactly the opposite. On this radio show, it is exactly
We've
the
got
opposite.
The exciting DJ thing down, I
Here's
like
Here's another thrice suicide anthem.
There is no other radio station in the country right now playing Thrice and Black Dahlia Murder in the same hour. That is amazing.
The next two tracks we've got coming up is Valiant Thor and Feeder. So,
oh my goodness.
Why have you picked Feeder, man?
Maybe it's not even picking Feeder. This the song that I've picked from Feeder is the probably.
I mean, I've seen Feeder three times.
Whoa!
So I saw them at Front Row London Astoria.
Very
I was there, crushed up against the barrier.
I got a brand new car.
Did all of that. What does it
it's
look like?
It's not a Jaguar. It gets better.
Drink cider from a lemon.
Oh my
lemon.
God. God.
Oh, and is that the track? God. Is that the track you're going to play, Joe?
No,
not even. He's going to play a slow one.
A slow one from there. I need to get these gateway people in.
I'm trying to acoustic B-side.
Is this it?
I'm trying to get more people into the field, guys. Yeah, this is like a festival of fun in here, and there's some people outside going, "I'm not sure whether I'm into that." I'm going, guys, come on in. We're playing Feeder yesterday, went too soon.
No.
Come on, come into the field.
Oh, it's really friendly in here.
It's really.
Apart from there is a sort of fucked dollhouse, which is weird.
And then we put nails on and ruin their day.
Just scare people out of the field immediately. I went to see Feeder loads. Probably I'm going to say they're the band I've seen the most live.
What?
I used to go and see the Anthem Rooms like every time they came in Bristol. And I remember once after... I was talking about this last week briefly, Ed, when you just lie. As a kid, you just lie.
Yeah.
And I sort of did all the moshing stuff like you do when you're a kid, innit?
Up and down.
Up and down, you know, up and down, side to side.
Crowd surfaces.
And then I remember leaving and we were all in the car and we were talking about what happened at the gig. And I said to my friend Alex Gregory, I was like, mate, I did a handstand in the mosh pit. And he was like, what? Why would I? I was like, yeah, mate, definitely did a handstand in the mosh pit. I was going crazy.
You're basically like bouncing up and down your hands, like your body popping. Like your
I saw him more as a literal, like, really perfect gymnast. Like handstand.
The dismount was incredible.
Yeah, and everyone, I kind of thought it was going to be the coolest thing ever, and everyone was like, "Oh my god, he did a handstand!" And everyone was just like, "Well, that's surely the stupidest thing."
It's not true.
Everyone would just stand on your hands, and it would be ridiculous.
My friend Joshua Matuszewski,
he's
not. He's very much not made up. We went to see Korn at Wembley Arena in the year. I think it was 2099. I think it was 2000.
Great time to see that.
And he came out of the gig and claimed that he'd got off with a girl in the mosh pit, like in the middle of the mosh pit during Blind.
I mean, maybe that was the reason that she was snogging him, because she was blind and had no idea what he looked like.
He's a lovely lad. Lovely.
I'm sure
lad.
He's lovely.
Although, to give you an impression of what he actually looked like, I've not seen him in years, but his Joshua Matuszewski, but his nickname was Gothua Fatuszewski. So...
Incredible.
Yeah.
Kids can be so mean / inventive.
Yeah.
When you so you've just both seen Feeder a lot, this popped into my head. I was trying to think of which band I'd seen the most. I'm going to just chuck this little grenade out.
Yeah.
I once saw Lost Prophets 3 times in the same year.
Wow.
Wow. Now we had...
Good night.
We had a Lost Prophets discussion last week.
Are we not allowed to like them anymore? Me and you had this discussion.
I know. It's hard. I mean, I feel like, you know... You're just not... I mean, the last train home is gone, guys.
Yeah. And, you know. I don't... Well, you're certainly not allowed to play them on a radio station, no. Bad, uncensored or not.
On my iPod was on shuffle the other day, and it just...
And you just feel bad, don't you?
I was like, I love this. Do I anymore?
I was saying last week, I was almost in the video for Shinobi versus Ninja Dragon.
I entered a competition. It's such a good 90s video as well.
I entered a competition to be in it.
Not personal videos.
But... but I couldn't go, luckily, because I was at school.
Luckily. How good would that be?
I was in my safe place.
Yeah. That would be... That video's got skateboarding, it's got a car park.
Yeah, they're running around
trousers.
A car park, yeah.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. No, we're not allowed to like them anymore.
Okay. I think I've seen Linkin Park 3 or 4 times as well.
I've seen Slayer quite a lot. I've probably seen Slayer maybe 4 or 5 times.
Very strong.
I saw Linkin Park live a couple of times. I saw them at the Roundhouse during an iTunes festival a couple of years ago with you, wasn't it, Seinfelder?
Even when I'm at the gig with him, he doesn't remember.
You're not invited to the memory.
Sorry, I didn't invite you, Simon. I sat next to you! There was that guy from that soap in front of us.
Yes!
Going mad.
Yes, what was his name? Sol. No.
I can't remember.
Sol Campbell.
No, he was like off Hollyoaks or something.
Yeah,
wasn't
no, but that's the thing, right? There's this guy from Hollyoaks. Fuck, what's his name?
Not
I can't remember his
James
name.
Redmond. There
was
the other ones.
There was a guy from Hollyoaks who was sat next to us and he was going mental at Linkin Park.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Like going absolutely crazy. Like we were all sat down because we were kind of in this like area thing. And
you were wimping out and going to like sitting in the media bit.
Yeah, basically.
Come on,
yeah.
We're all grown ups.
Come on,
guys. To One Step Closer anymore.
No, I
did
still,
in 2004, mate.
I still stand up at gigs. I've sat down for like 2 gigs maybe and I just don't. I stood at the back of up in the balcony at London Astoria for Cradle of Filth, and I didn't enjoy it.
I used to like,
and that's the reason
I
didn't enjoy it.
In Astoria, Good, great view from there.
Yeah, I sat. I can't believe I went to this gig. I sat in. Do you remember the LA 2? Did you see
downstairs
in the LA 2?
Yeah.
They had the little tables upstairs, and you could watch through the little slits. And I sat and watched Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh wow!
I went to see Yngwie. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was incredible.
That's very exciting, isn't it? I'm trying to think of who I saw down there that would be exciting. CeeLo Green.
Did you see CeeLo Green?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, in the LA too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really good. Not for the rock show, although probably
I saw more upstairs, like System of a Down, Newfound Glory, Alexis on Fire, loads of people up there. Mate.
How do you feel about Alexis on Fire?
I don't know a lot. I don't know a lot about them.
I was going to put them on.
One of my favorite bands.
Yeah,
one of my favorite.
I was going to put them on this.
So is it the lead singer from them who's in Gallows now?
It's the guitarist Wade.
Right, okay, he was the guitarist, and now he's the lead singer of Gallows. We'll play some Gallows next time.
And City and Colour is Dallas Green from Alexis on Fire. It's his side project.
See, look at this.
Oh, it's so much knowledge.
Normally, when it's just me and Joel, it's just like.
By you knowledge and me just going,
yeah,
I have no idea. I have no idea. Anyone for apartment 26?
Is Terrorvision.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Should we play some Valiant Thor?
I think we should. Valiant Thor are fucking
This has
awesome.
To be one of your choices, Gamble.
We've got...
It is. Do you know Valiant Thor?
Do not know them.
They're not know them. We've got 20 minutes left of the show. Get in touch with us if you want to have any rock stories. Anyone... we can have a caller in the last 20 minutes. 0330 223 0200. Happy for that.
Yeah, don't feel intimidated by Gary Black.
Gary Black was great.
Yeah, Gary Black was awesome. But if you feel like you have anything to add to Gary's story about the Smiths being a funny band name, get in contact.
This is Valiant Thor. Well, that was just lovely.
It's a good track.
It's a good track.
It's a good track.
It's a good, like, if I was to climb a mountain, I would like that in my ears.
Like, I was in a step class.
Yes. It's just got really good, like...
Yeah. That's sort of the dance he does in the video as well, the guy, Valiant.
It's, like, imagine, like... If like the Verve video was him walking a bit faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Banging into a few more people.
Texas Pete has just texted in saying, who's the most rock in that studio, please? Can you prove it?
Pete from Superted.
Thank you. I believe it is. Well, I've always wondered what Texas Pete from Superted is up to now.
Just listening to FUBAR.
FUBAR.
Like an absolute ledge.
Good show, he says. Good show. But who's the most rock in the studio? How are we going to prove it, guys? Now, we've established I'm a type 1 diabetic. I inject quite a lot. That makes me pretty rock and roll, right? Pretty cool.
That is pretty rock and roll.
I mean, it's insulin I'm injecting, not heroin. But
it's got in on the end, hasn't
it's
it?
Got, yeah, it's got... I inject in me.
In you.
Yeah, and I call it in me.
In me. In me. Band. Did you like In Me? I hated In Me.
Oh, man.
What about you? Did you ever hear In Me?
Sorry, I'm just trying to work out who's the most rock in this studio. You two just had a conversation about In Me.
So,
in answer to your question, Texas Pete, it's me, Ed Gamble.
It's the injector. It's his wrestler name.
Yeah, the syringer.
I inject pain.
Yeah, I think you are probably the most rock and roll. You've just lost a lot of weight. I think that's quite rock and roll.
Is it?
True.
It's quite a rock and roll.
If it's because of a disease.
Got any tats?
I don't have any tats. I don't think I could pull them off.
I mean, I've got a couple.
Joel's
of tats.
Got tats.
JD's got tats. I've got
tats. But not very rock and roll ones, really. Like one's the name of my first Edinburgh show, and the second one is Pie.
Definitely lose points for both of those.
I think you'd lose. I think I'm on -7 for that.
That's a real shame.
If only you had Black Dahlia lyrics, you could really pulled it back.
Yeah, yeah. I really could have. My
like
friend,
we built this world.
My friend Nick Bennett, he on his ribs has a My Vitriol lyric on his.
Wow.
Wow, that was...
I've seen My Vitriol twice.
Have you?
Yeah, but I saw them at like Leeds Festival, and I saw them... I think I saw them, much to my chagrin, saw them support Feeder at London Astoria.
Yeah.
They're finished now, aren't they? Did they not split up like last year or something?
I don't know. I only had that first album.
Yeah. I didn't have any of them.
I think they played a farewell. I might have made that up, but it feels right to say.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about My Vitriol? I'm really... Oh, why God. Don't you have any tats, Simon? I would have thought you would have had a sneaky tat.
Yeah. I like them, but I worry that I'm too fickle. I won't like them in 5 years' time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a tattoo that says, this is my last resort across, like, my shoulder blades. Yeah.
Could have Last Train Home written across.
Yeah, that's true. I can't think of anything I would want on me that I'll definitely like in 5 years' time.
It was sensible
it's like people
decision.
Who get banned lyrics and stuff. It's
maybe
like,
just a picture of me and Ed. Yeah. I'm definitely going
to
like
Maybe that picture I just put up on Twitter of us all listening
to
Limp Bizkit.
And you did that in a sort of like, sort of sepia tone, didn't you?
Yeah, you get that.
Across my
whole back.
A lot of shading.
Let's see how many gigs we go to. See how the friendship builds.
All right. Okay, great.
But I'll keep that
Remember,
picture.
You can always have one person removed from it if right. needs be. So if Joel forgets to invite you to Limp Bizkit again.
Okay. Yeah.
Bear in mind, I've already invited you to Pull the Part by Horses and Gladiator, the live orchestral
Well, I mean,
version.
Your dad already invited me to that, so that's secondhand, really, isn't it? But I'd love to come and see Gladiator.
Invited you to Let's Chocolate forget. In the Charlie Factory.
Come on. Chocolate in the Charlie Simpson Factory.
Come on.
I feel like we should do... Something rock and roll you can do now. I mean, I don't want to big him up too much, but Joel's already thrown a pistachio out the studio window today.
Whoa!
Yeah, crazy.
So we could do something right now to take this up a notch.
Yeah.
I could smash this glass and stick it in your neck.
Okay, that might be a step too
Whoa,
far.
Whoa, calm down.
I really need to win something today.
There's a difference between rock and roll and murder.
Okay.
Unless you are in the Norwegian black metal scene. Yeah. In which case it is part and parcel.
There's the overlap in that Venn
diagram. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. What could you throw out the window, Simon, to even things out?
Stool? Ed Gamble.
He's lighter now. Nat looks worried. What do you reckon? Can we throw a stool out the...
Paper airplane.
Yeah, right. Go on. With your attempt at Black Dahlia lyrics.
Because there is nothing more rock and roll than a slight sort of softly gliding, wilting bit of paper that coming to the floor.
Now, does this... while you're making a paper plane, I'm going to put a dilemma to the listener. Because we don't have much time left in the show. We've got probably about 12 minutes or so.
Absolutely.
We've got 4 songs left on the playlist. I think this should be the end of Feeder. I think we should Ixnay Feeder.
Ixnay on the Edifray.
Ixnay on the Edifray.
Yeah.
But I feel like the listener should get in contact. I think you've got 2 minutes now to say Feeder dead or Feeder yes.
I love that.
I've had to go. Feeder, yes or no? Just tweet in, and whoever Feeder will be the next song if we get more yeses.
we have made the paper airplane,
and it is called Shit Christ Air. That's the airline that is flying.
And also,
is better than a pistachio already.
The best thing about this is that written on the piece of paper is the results to our Black Dahlia murder thing. So it's got things like One by One and Build a Home written on. It's just positive lyrics.
So get in contact, Feeder, yes or no? Simon Fielder is about to.
I had the same problem, mate, getting the window open.
If you can't open the window. Oh, no, there you go. Stronger than Joel Dommett straight away.
Difficult angle.
And are there people at the bus stop?
No, sadly.
Is there anyone outside?
Is there anyone to maybe get a paper aeroplane in the eye?
Yeah,
I want you to shout, my name's Simon Fielder, I'm rock and roll, and here's my paper plane.
Okay.
Really shout it.
I'm gonna do
really
it
go for it, Simon.
My name's Simon Fielder, I'm rock and roll, here comes Shit Christ Air.
I mean, that flew. There are people looking.
There are people looking. That man is not happy. I'm going to give you a round of applause.
It took a dive, it did not glide. It just went nose down. Shit Christ Air went straight into the turf.
I think that beats pistachio. So I think if we're ranking, I think I'm most rock and roll because I didn't talk about In Me. You're second most because you threw a paper plane. And Joel, you've got a tattoo of pie and you threw a nut out of the window. So,
like, I mean, a paper airplane is already more rock and roll than a pistachio. Because the reason I throw a pistachio nut out, because it's not really littering, because it will be eaten by an animal, not sort of, it's no suffocation
this
involved.
It's also biodegradable.
It's biodegradable.
And you threw it directly into that little bit of grass next to a tree.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we've only had 2 responses as to whether we should play Feeder or not. I'll let you know the result.
What's the result?
Cosmic Dale tweeted in saying, fuck Feeder right off, play some metal.
Brilliant.
And Kayla B said, Feeder, no. So
There we go.
What have we got, Joel? I mean, I believe...
So, we've got Torch, American Head Charge, or Skindred.
Right, I think... I'm going to put it out there. I think we should play Torch. This is going to be the audience walkout music for my Edinburgh show. It's a really great track. It's got sludgy elements, but it's got poppy elements as well.
Okay.
True fact.
What?
My walkout music at the end.
Yeah, this is going to be at the end. It's come on randomly at the end before I thought it worked nicely. So nice. Let's.
Well, you know what? This is Torch and Kicking.
No, it's not. Prick, this is Feeder. Turn.
Sitting in the van.
No, Joel! Watching traffic. I don't want anyone thinking that this is going to be the end of my Edinburgh show. And that's when I realised.
It was my dad. Grant Nicholas. It was my real dad. It glitters.
Because he did drive a Jaguar.
gets a lemon cider on.
How do you drink cider from a lemon? Turn
I have no idea. Okay, so I'm sorry, I just did that.
This is torch kicking. I was like, oh god, really? I need to change my mind.
Wow, I need to change that playlist quite urgently.
Oh. That was amazing. Well done, mate.
Thanks, dude.
Let's not muck about too much there. Let's have some fucking metal, shall we?
Here we go. This is torch kicking. This is torch kicking. Here we go. Like similar. I mean, it's similar, right? It's similar.
Joel Dommett,
you thanks, mate.
Working the buttons, just literally went, oh, we'll have time for another song. That song ended. I didn't know what to do.
I was panicking. But, mate, you know the reason why I messed up? It's because Feeder, Yesterday Went Too Soon, is still happening on the other fader.
Right. Well,
so I was looking at that thinking, oh, I've got ages left on that track. Feeder's still going,
can
mate.
Can I say, Stuart in Rotherham has summed up my feelings on the Feeder thing. And I'm a man who has seen Feeder live, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't mind them. Yeah. But it's not for now. It's not for here. So we're at home, you get a bath on, you light a candle.
Got candles.
You get the cucumber on the eyes.
You get a Daniel Steele novel.
Yeah. You get the red wine, you have a little cry.
Yes.
Whoever picks Feeder is the least rock person ever. Okay. Less rock than my mum, less rock than my cat, less rock than Travis, less rock than my nose hair. No, Stuart in Rotherham.
I mean, my cat had diabetes, so he was pretty rock.
No,
so
he didn't. We said this earlier. Joel's family were told that their cat had diabetes, so they injected it with insulin, and then one day they found it just too much hassle and stopped injecting it with insulin, and that's how they found out the cat had been misdiagnosed and it didn't have diabetes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a bold. He really went cold turkey on him.
Yeah,
listen, this is going to be tough for you. There might be like babies crawling on the ceiling and stuff, but you'll get through it.
Imagine having to catch a cat every day. Imagine having to catch a cat and inject
it's the same
it.
Same
weird
cat,
cartoon
though.
From
yeah,
the
but it didn't like it. It didn't like being injected.
No,
you know,
no one does, mate.
I had to catch
Look
it.
Look at this chap. He
yeah,
doesn't
exactly.
like it. He
imagine what my mum has to go through every day.
Catching you,
chasing me around.
He's nimble as well. This yeah. one, I mean, he'll be up on top of the cupboards,
under the legs.
I grease myself up. My escape easier. This show has peanuts, paper aeroplanes, semen nuggets, and rock. It's the best show ever.
Luigi
in Manchester.
Correct, Luigi.
I don't know if Luigi in Manchester was a member of Penis Leech.
Maybe.
Have you got a brother?
Have you got a shorter, more successful brother?
Yeah. He was super, and he
Luigi.
Was never super. Imagine how bad you'd feel if you were Luigi. Like, your brother's super, and you're just Luigi.
Yeah.
Well.
Was there a... Oh, there was Waluigi, wasn't there? There wasn't...
Yeah.
Because he had his own baddie, at least.
He
rock
gets
story.
To drive around a cart as well.
Yeah, I mean, he has a pretty fun life. It's not like he works down the mines or something.
Or, like, does any actual plumbing.
No.
Since that first game, they've really... That business has driven into the ground.
Yeah, It's like when someone writes a sitcom and they're like, you know, you can tell the channel has really been like, they need jobs, guys. They need jobs. And then the pilot happens and they keep going, oh, my God, we're going to be plumbers. And then, like, they realise that the funny is more important and the rest of it's just about...
What if
jokes?
You just jump around and collect the coins?
Exactly. Don't.
Dad, have you heard the penis leech? I once had a conversation. This isn't me. This is someone's written in. They've not left a name. I once had a conversation with Gene Simmons at the Classic Rock Awards. We discussed the difference between boogers and bogeys and then global marketing in metal. Hashtag rock and roll. That's pretty good, but I think if we're going to give out awards for the most rock and roll story that's happened today... I think it might be the lady who vomited in Lars Ulrich's snakeskin boots.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's pretty rock and roll.
I'm going to toss this in for you.
Go
for it.
I once introduced Cradle of Filth on stage at Wolverhampton Wolverham Centre.
That's amazing.
That's
what happened? Well, how come you did that?
I mean, that's such a gear change.
Yeah.
It's like, hey guys, so this is Cradle of Filth.
Maybe.
I was dressed in leather trousers and a vest, and I had my face in full makeup.
You're amazing. Yeah. Let's use your intro skills, because we've got to put the last track on. We've got to get JLC in here to do his show. So the last track is going to be Skindred Rat Race, Joel.
Rat Race or American Head Charge, just
it's
so going to
be
know.
Skindred Rat Race.
Skindred!
So we'll be putting that on. Thank you very much for joining us, Simon Fielder.
Thanks for having me. It's been
an
absolute
fun.
Pleasure.
I'll tell you what, if we get to do this again, Jared will be back next week.
Yeah.
But we might be filling in for other people if they're away. We'll get
back
to do another rock show. Keep an eye on Twitter. We'll be back. Simon Fielder is going to give us a massive intro to Rat Race by Skindred. You've got JLC coming in next, and we'll see you again sometime soon. Go, Simon.
This is Skindred
with Rat Race.